politics, cover-ups, government corruption. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
WTPRN.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I can confidently say this is going to be an amazing four-hour transmission on this Monday. We are back in a big way after close to a week off. Alex Jones here in the saddle. I told you yesterday on the Sunday show, when I got back into Austin from a brief vacation with family, that we had big 9/11 announcements today. And it certainly is big. I'll just direct you to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for an article by Paul Watson, another article by Kurt Nimmo, and a 7.5-minute video that is just bombshell information concerning Building 7. This is as big as the BBC reporting the building had fallen before it fell in false start scripting, similar to the announcing that Lee Harvey Oswald had shot and killed Kennedy in New Zealand, Australian, and Thailand papers before his name was even released in the U.S., before he was even in custody. False start scripting of black ops. People say the government would make mistakes. They do make mistakes. They do get caught. They just don't get brought to justice. It's like torture of children to death is now admitted by the criminals because it's what they enjoy. There was no reason to do that. They just like jobs where they can do that. That's where real psychos go, is work for the CIA and interrogations. But it only came out because there are good people in the government who don't want to be associated with this. Same thing here. So you did it, you murdering bastards, you killers. And I'm not risking my life for nothing here. I'm not going head-to-head with pure evil. Mortal combat with the New World Order in the info war. When my life means nothing to them, your life means nothing. They revel in killing and hurting us. I'm not doing any of this to lose. I'm not doing this to fail. I am here to take on the New World Order. I am committed. And nothing on earth is going to stop me long after I'm dead if they strike me down or set me up. Long after. My information, the words, the videos, the work I've done will continue on. And no amount of debunking or demonization will stop it. And I tell you, a job well done, a job completed, is a good feeling. Does that mean I don't have other jobs to do? No, but we've exposed that they carried out the attacks. The majority of people worldwide now know it. While I was on vacation, I was doing some internet surfing, and I saw a clip of John Bolton, the head U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, calling for the firing of a U.N. Human Rights Commission head over the fact that 9/11 should be investigated as a possible false flag staged event. And he went on to say, I know this is the majority view at the United Nations, but he's the only guy that had the nerve to come out and say it, and he needs to be fired. You see, the wicked end up telling the truth sometimes. It's the majority in our government, the majority in foreign governments, the majority even in their own global government. The average person at the UN means well. The average person at the UN comes from a wealthy family and went and joined it because they believe they're being humanitarian. They're compartmentalized and don't see what's happening. The average Republican's good. The average Democrat's good. The average Labor Party minion is good. The average minion following the Tories is good. The average person in the German Socialist Party means well. The average person in the German Conservative Party means well. They don't have the full picture. We do, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got the courage to look in to the New World Order and to face what we find in their dungeons. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. And it's even harder to gut up to the point to fight them. But it's a good feeling after you've been fighting them a long time and you're already committed and you know there's no turning back. That's a good feeling. Ladies and gentlemen, ultra-massive 9/11 news, ultra-massive Second Amendment news. Supreme Court's going to release the ruling today or tomorrow. Ultra-massive energy news, ultra-massive attacks on the Internet news. They are now materializing as we told you they would. This is going to be a transmission you won't get. and then Jordan Maxwell, one of the granddaddies of fighting the New World Order, for 2 hours.
Our beloved
chemtrails in the air, genetically modified clone processed food, poison water, radiation, and stress have reduced many of you into toxic cyber blobs. You can't go on like this, and I know you don't want to. Do yourself a favor, do your country a favor, be the best you can be, and start taking Enterfood now. Enterfood is easy to prepare and cheaper than a cup of coffee to take every day. And speaking of coffee, Enterfood.com has the best all-organic fresh coffee ever. It's fair trade coffee infused with rainforest polysaccharides to, like Enterfood, improve your immune system and not destroy it. If coffee's not your thing, try the all-organic Coco Mojo. Enterfood is spelled E-N-E-R, Enterfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238. Mention WTPRN and save 10%. Try Enterfood because you can't be awake when you're always falling asleep.
Now you and your friends and family can enjoy the sweetest, cleanest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, yet leaves in the nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote sources. The optional PF2 filter even removes fluoride. The Berkey Light has a rechargeable LED lighting system and an elevated base for use in places other than a countertop. To get your Berkey system, please visit We the People Radio Network at WTPRN.com and click the Berkey banner or call 512-646-6444. That's WTPRN.com or call 512-646-6444.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150. Not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add a siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36, or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Talk, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In 22 minutes, we're going to have Jason Burmes in the studio with us for one key segment on major breaking 9/11 news. Tell you about that in a moment. The Supreme Court is meeting as we speak. They've been meeting for 2 hours. They are making verbal statements on written rulings that is scheduled to be released either later this afternoon or tomorrow. Sometimes they wait till the next day for some reason. I spent quite a bit of the morning looking into that, the history of their rulings. It will probably be out in the next few hours. In fact, the media may be getting it now and putting their spin on it. This is what will happen. They will come out. It will be announced within hours, if not by tomorrow. And they will say, victory for the Second Amendment. Court strikes down D.C. gun ban. But then it will say, but you're allowed to restrict the Second Amendment under law. And then it's over. It's all over. They're coming. And the fight, I guess, is going to begin politically or maybe even physically. They've never had a federal court rule. They've never had a Supreme Court ruling saying it is an individual right. The previous ruling said it's an absolute right, cannot be infringed, cannot be touched, cannot be altered. We have seen the Congress strike down the Fourth Amendment in entirety last week. We saw the Supreme Court come out and say, detainees, after months and months being held, get to see a secret federal judge, which itself is a total attack on habeas corpus, the Great Writ, every basic canon of a free society, classical tyranny. And that's a propaganda move. The Supreme Court is told what to do. They're totally controlled, and that's even come out and been admitted by the executive that fronts for the shadow government itself, a puppet. So they come out and Bush says, oh, I'm so mad at you, Supreme Court. Oh, you're so bad siding with the Al-Qaeda. And people think, oh, they're a liberal good court. Liberal when it comes to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Total balderdash. The term liberal conservative, again, means nothing. Democrats come after your guns, your land, your property, your free speech. The Republicans do all the same. And then they have a phony fight between themselves. I was thinking about the Supreme Court early this morning at about 7 a.m. And then I got into the office and a few hours ago, got ready here at the office today. And they had unannounced, that's how they do it, just suddenly said we're meeting today to release our rulings, not just on the Second Amendment, but on a bunch of other things. And I was reading over the decisions they're about to release. It goes from bad to worse. And I was thinking about how I was 2 weeks ago at the Supreme Court building, and the cops came out and told us we couldn't videotape the facade, and I had to tell them it was a free country, and I was allowed to. And they said, well, you're not allowed to get up on the steps then with your camera. And I said, all those people have cameras. And they said, well, we can tell you're professional. And they said, you're not allowed to. And I said to the guy, basically, look, you're going to just have to arrest me. I'm going to go up there with my handheld camera. You can say no tripod or no big camera, but you can't selectively enforce. I'm going to go up there. And I walk up on the big steps all the way up to the top. I'm videotaping the front doors. You'll see clips of this in some upcoming films. All the little occultic owls and devils carved in on the walls. And there's these big bronze doors shining in the sun. It's about 110 degrees up on the marble because it was 100 degrees out there, record Virginia heat for that time of year. While we were covering Bilderberg, we'd also run into D.C. and get footage of the buildings and were harassed as slaves of a imperial corrupt system everywhere and watch citizens being harassed everywhere, orders being barked, being treated like animals. It's all part of the enslavement, all part of the training. And this huge black cop comes out mad. You know, the cop down the steps, white cop, you know, had told me I couldn't film, and I just basically had to bowl my way through. This guy comes out and says, what are you doing filming? And I hear him behind. So I turn, and I hit my shin through my jeans so hard on the foot-tall foot, the foot of the pillar. And it gashes my shin, and blood starts pouring out, you can see, you know, through my jeans. And but I was so busy arguing with him about my First Amendment and then trying to get out of there that I didn't even really notice it. But it was kind of like this morning I was thinking about how the Supreme Court bit me in a way, you know, because being harassed by them made me make that quick turn and that move into the pillar. And it was almost like spiritual I don't even know what it means. I mean, it probably means nothing, kind of an omen about how evil this institution is and how bad this institution is. And the corruption, the 50 million dead babies it's responsible for just in the last 34 years, 35 years. And how that was really the real fall of this country, the devaluation of human life down to that point. Now the euthanasia of the old and the infirm and the wars and the murders and Mike Reagan talking about sexually murdering children. I played that clip last night. I'd heard he'd made the comment. I couldn't believe it. Then he talked about sexually murdering them. But that's what they do at Camp X-Ray, and that's what they do at Gitmo. There's two camps within X-Ray. That's what they do at Guantanamo Bay. That's what they do at Abu Ghraib. That's in the training manuals, the acid and the objects. So Mike Reagan, of course, is obsessed with all that. They are a cult. He talked about how he wanted to murder the children by... I'm not even going to say. I mean, you can't even say it on air. But I don't know. I was just thinking about the Supreme Court this morning, and I thought, when's that ruling going to come out? They won't say. They always just spring it on people. And I remember thinking in the shower, man, they just came out with the Congress saying there's no Fourth Amendment for any citizens, for no one. We'll all be tracked and traced and controlled. They've got to do that retroactively. And then I came in, and there it was, the Supreme Court attacking us all. But again, they're masters at making you think everything's okay, pacifying. You will hear it today or tomorrow. A victory tonight. Controversial ruling by the Supreme Court. Supreme Court rules that strikes down D.C. gun ban. Coming up at live at 5. Controversial Supreme Court ruling today says that citizens give citizens some right to bear arms. That'll be the variant. But another newscast, it'll just say big victory. For the NRA, they never make it about the people or our rights because it balkanizes us better psychologically with behavioral psychology just to say NRA, when they're actually an anti-gun group working from the inside to destroy it and to pacify millions of people that would be active in the quest to defend the Second Amendment. You will hear it today. By the way, I told everybody what Michael Reagan was going to say when he had Mark Dice on last Tuesday, but I was on vacation, so I didn't hear what was said until I got home Friday, and I did go listen, and it was exactly what I said. Go get the recording of me last Monday saying what Michael Reagan would say, and then go, somebody on YouTube can do this, go and get the Mike Reagan, and it's word for word what I said. Now, this isn't because I'm smart. This isn't because I'm great. This isn't because I understand the enemy. They have a playbook, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like watching the team you hate, you love to hate in football, and you know what the coach is going to call 9 times out of 10. I know their playbook. And I said he would come on and say, I'd been visiting with the troops in the last few days, and it was so upsetting. They said they love the war and to keep it up, and they love to sacrifice, and they just love America. And I just got emotional and said, kill all the 9/11 truthers. And, what they're doing is wrong and is treason, but, I still shouldn't talk like that, and I'm sorry. Exact words were said. I know these demons' minds. I understand their weakness. I know who they are, okay? Now, let me tell you what you will hear exactly today. And if I'm wrong, and I'm occasionally wrong, maybe 1 out of 100 times I'm wrong, literally. Maybe less than 1 out of 100. This is what you're going to hear. You're going to hear three different variants today or tomorrow whenever they decide to release what they've already have decided on. Big victory for the NRA and anti-gun control groups. Supreme Court strikes down D.C. gun ban. They will then cut to someone saying, it's horrible, we're going to have more mass shootings, it's terrible. Then they'll cut to somebody saying, I think it's great. And they'll cut to an image of a guy with machine guns behind him at a gun shop to look shocking and like an arsenal to people. I mean, let me tell you exactly what you're going to see. They're going to come out. And they're going, and it's because it's a formula, folks. Okay, they're running it. The government, CBS Broadcast Center, runs 4 of the networks out of New York alone. They send feeds to your local station, and then they just newsread over the top of it to give it a local look. Now let me tell you again. They're going to say big victory for the NRA. They won't say Second Amendment. They'll disassociate it from a general right because other rights are popular. So they'll try to politicize it. They'll try to make it partisan. Then they will, at the end of it, say, well, you do have a right to own guns unless prescribed by law, but the government can restrict and can make controls on it. And then they'll act like that's extreme. And then a reign of anti-gun terror will begin. They didn't triple the size of the BATF for nothing. Now, you will have guys at the local gun shop argue with you and say that it was a victory and tell you you're wrong. So, see, we're up against very hard times. Stay with us.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect to Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect to cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things. The flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in.
George Carlin, dead at 71, died of a heart failure last night. And I agreed with about 90% of what George Carlin had to say. His dad was a big ad exec for an entire chain of major newspapers and public relations. And so he's talked about it. He grew up seeing how they were BSing people when he was a little kid 60 years ago. His dad was a head spin doctor. And so he was told how things really ran when he was a child. And, George, on top of the fluoride and the mercury, that's the main reason they physically can't learn. Those of us that would have been geniuses are just normal. People that would have been normal are morons. People that would have been morons are retarded now. Chemically, not chromosomal. It is a fact. I found hundreds of more quotes of Margaret Sanger and H.G. Wells saying, kill all blacks, kill all Latin Americans. Can you get blacks and Latin Americans to fight the New World Order? No, they love it. They love it, just like the dumb white people do. They love dying. They love taking their kid in and letting them shot up with cancer viruses. Does the jackass nurse or doctor know it's in there? No. They're another chump who thinks because they're a nice, sweet person that visits their grandma and plays golf twice a week and goes to church that the world's a nice place. It ain't a nice place. The CIA wrote manuals on raping children because they like to rape children. You understand? The people that like to rape little kids run our government. You understand these crooks bring the drugs in? You understand they run it all? They're building more prisons? They got brainwashed Prozac head nutcase military coming back filling the ranks of cops so fast it'll make your head spin? You think these cops care? They don't care. They get shot up with cancer and drink deadly poison and fluoride. As long as they get to strut around and act tough, they're happy too. You want to die. Most of you want to be slaves and die. Well, guess what? You're going to get to have it. By the way, they've got an attack pattern that'll completely destroy the web. I told you they were going to do this. Huge new developments. Giant 9/11 developments. Mark Dice in 30 minutes. Burmese in the next segment. Ultra-massive transmission. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
It's time to think outside the box with your host, Alex Ansary, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central every Saturday right here on We the People Radio Network.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add a siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36. Or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Chemtrails in the air, genetically modified clone processed food, poison water, radiation, and stress have reduced many of you into toxic cyber blobs. You can't go on like this, and I know you don't want to. Do yourself a favor, do your country a favor, be the best you can be, and start taking Enerfood now. Enerfood is easy to prepare and cheaper than a cup of coffee to take every day. And speaking of coffee, Enerfood.com has the best all-organic fresh coffee ever. It's fair trade coffee infused with rainforest polysaccharides to, like Enerfood, improve your immune system and not destroy it. If coffee's not your thing, try the all-organic Coco Mojo. Enerfood is spelled E-N-E-R, Enerfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238. Mention WTPRN and save 10%. Try Enerfood because you can't be awake when you're always falling asleep.
Hi, my name is August from ASAP Organics. ASAP Organics makes an OMRI-listed organic plant fertilizer containing all 14 essential microminerals to grow delicious, healthy food. ASAP Plant Minerals. Have you noticed a lack of taste in grocery store produce compared to the old days? I'm sure you have. That's because today crops are grown in huge fields that have been stripped of microminerals. Crops need microminerals to construct nutrient phytochemicals and flavor. It's that simple. Like ASAP Plant Minerals. ASAP Plant Minerals delivers the exact minerals to soil that all plants need to construct the phytonutrients we need, just like the old days. Look for the big green cross. We do for plants what the Red Cross does for people. Find us online at asaporganics.com or call us at 877-596-2727. That's 877-596-ASAP. You'll be glad you did.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers right now, and we'll be streaming video for the full 2 hours with Jordan Maxwell coming up in the third and fourth hour today. Mark Dice is coming up in 30 minutes with a quick 10-minute report on the latest developments, with Michael Reagan coming out and saying murder children by putting hand grenades into their... I can't even say it on air. It's total perverts what they're into. You'll see that mantra in all their documents, their torture. It's an obsession. It's the legalizing macabre Jeffrey Dahmer type stuff. So he'll be popping in with us on the latest on saying kill 9/11 truthers, kill anybody that tries to wake the troops up, murderous contract killings, the rest of it. Also, Supreme Court meets Monday. They're going to announce this afternoon or by the latest tomorrow the Second Amendment death knell attack that'll be billed as a Second Amendment victory. Remember that. Also, really one of the biggest news stories of the day. There's so much today. I'm going to spend time coming up in the next hour on this. I heard about this last Friday. I read the bill over the weekend, and it is so horrible that it's really hard to even telegraph the full magnitude of this. Have a small business get ready for Dodd's eBay reporting provision. Buried in the 630-page housing bill, which is very popular, obviously, with the mortgage crisis, is a provision that expands Know Your Customer and other federal laws that violate the Fourth Amendment and violate the Fifth Amendment. And they've passed other laws. They passed back in, 4 years ago, it was billed in the news as a new law will give you total privacy with your doctor and with medical records. But in there, it states that any prescription, whether it's for a diaphragm or prescription ibuprofen, doesn't matter what it is, that it's instantly uploaded to the federal government on these databases and systems. Forget a Fourth Amendment against unreasonable search and seizure. Forget a Fifth Amendment against incriminating yourselves. You see, we're all wired into the matrix. We're all under surveillance. And then they tell the cattle, oh, there, you're not under surveillance. Remember Bush? Oh, we don't listen to people inside the U.S. without warrants. And it comes out they're listening to everybody, non-terror related. And they say, okay, but it's to keep you safe. Now, under this, eBay, Amazon accounts, any website, any small shopping cart. A lot of these people have shopping carts that might make $200 a year, you know, with little dolls they knit. Or I know a lot of people that have their own shopping carts and might make $200 a year. I mean, gross. It says you will report, go under federal regulation, have to file reports and report every transaction in live time to them. Total violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Now, I told you that under the National ID Act, because I saw Ridge say it on television when he was Homeland Security, and it was on all the documents, and it was in United Nations agreements from 2000 on the World ID taxation system, they said that when you even swipe your card at a brick-and-mortar store, you are going to have your name attached to even the cash that you're using. So you may pay with cash, but they're going to swipe your card. And the ostensible reason will be, well, we've got to decide which tax bracket you're in for sales tax. But and they've also proposed and have tried to pass at the state level, at the international level, and Europe's actually doing this in many countries, to then whatever you do on the web is instantly uploaded to a government website. And then they surveil your account, and the accounts and the software, by law, they want to be built to automatically report where you don't even have a choice. That's the next step. eBay and Amazon and others are already reporting on people that have subpages and are selling and using them as a merchant. And so this will go into all cash registers, all brick-and-mortar stores. And that's only one. Remember, 2 weeks ago, I went over the five-pronged attack to destroy the Internet, and I said taxation regulation over every shopping cart, taxation over emails, taxation over bandwidth. And then I heard local talk show hosts in Austin endorsing it, saying, oh, this is a wonderful idea. You know, these people are getting the web for free. You having to pay even more taxes and have everything you do tracked and traced and have the power of even reporting on yourself, which violates the Fifth Amendment and Fourth Amendment, that's just even being taken away. That is not a good thing. So first there's been denial about all this, and now it's happening, and people are maybe going to wake up to it. So I want to spend 10 minutes of the next hour going through this, but that's also in the news. Have a small business, get ready for Dodd's eBay reporting provision. Now that Congress has all but decimated the Fourth Amendment with the intrusive so-called FISA bill, it's time to go after small businesses. Deep in Senator Christopher Dodd's 630-page Senate housing legislation is a sweeping provision that affects the privacy and operation of nearly all American small businesses. The provision, which was added by the bill's managers without debate this week, that's outside of committee, folks, they add it right at the end, would require the nation's payment systems to track, aggregate, and report information on nearly every electronic transaction to the federal government, explains FreedomWorks. Now, this big public watchdog group read the bill. They did a decent job, but I've now analyzed it. Let me explain. Remember, I've been telling you, you heard about the governor of New York made a $10,000 transfer, and his bank reported it to the FBI, and that's how the prostitution sting started. Number one, that's not true. He was under surveillance before that. And then I came on air, and I said, no. The banks are illegally, and that's why they're trying to pass legislation. Everything you do is uploaded. The government's in all of the banks' databases. Kind of like I told you in 96, The NSA doesn't tap your phones. People think when there's water in the lines or a tree falls down on a thing and it clicks, you know, in some phone system 100 miles away, that that's the government listening. No, that's a local tap if you're hearing clicking, or a private eye doing it down the street from your house or under your house with a tap. That's the only time you hear clicking and stuff. Okay. You don't hear clicking. The NSA doesn't tap the phone companies. They are the phone companies. $9 billion of whole hubs in 96, 97, 98, 99 put in everywhere. And then it came out a year and a half ago, and now it's on Frontline, breaking news. Oh, my gosh. Whole floors at AT&T and everybody else are NSA. Everything runs through it. All I did was read the Telecommunications Act, the Deregulation Act of 96. I mean, it said by October 1st, every cell phone would be tracked in live time off GPS triangulation. Not GPS on the phone, GPS on the cell towers, triangulating you down to 3 feet, listening to you, tracking you. And then people denied that was happening when I had all the documents. And then they advertise it to you. Oh, track your kids, track yourself, track your husband. So now they're even making money off of the government tracking system that's on you. But someone who even knows that their phone tracks them will still deny that the government designed it or by law ordered that be put in. You see, this is the mega, massive, complete denial. I mean, I have the government documents where they put cancer viruses in your vaccines, where they said they wanted to kill you and your family, where they said they want to brain damage you. We've made films. We've covered them. We've read them. I read some on the air yesterday. People just say, not true. Usually, it's not my opinion. People say, well, you shouldn't get so upset. How can I rationally not get upset by what's happening when I know it's destroying our whole future, that I know that I'm living in a false reality? By that, the general public is in a false reality. They have no idea the magnitude of what the global engineers have built and are building around them. Okay, so I'm going to get more into that later. It's just completely diabolical. The average cop can't see it. The average FBI guy, the average school teacher, the average banker can't see it. It is so diabolical. It is at the scientist think tank level. And there are thousands of people that plan this who do know the full picture, and then a few hundred owners. And that's it. And they control it. They guide the whole thing. It's institutionalized. They do it in upgrades globally. You'll see the same system, even under the same name, put in with the welfare workers and the surveillance. And it's all being put into place. And every step they said they'd follow, they're following towards releasing controlled bioweapons releases, which they'll then use to claim that terrorists hit us. They need more security, tighten down on us more. Hit us even harder a few years later, tighten down more. And as the last of you are being killed in your compact bunker cities, the cops dying around you out in the streets won't even know it's their government doing it. It's their global system. It's their masters. They'll be looking under beds for Osama or for whatever new terror group it is, never knowing it's their masters killing them. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this right now because we don't have a lot of time. But we're going to take this clip right now and put it onto the Barry Jennings video and then put that out because I want to expand on the points that Burmese made in the video that's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Okay, so there have been major new developments. And if you go to InfoWars.com, you can see those big new developments in the 9/11 truth movement. Emergency official witnessed dead bodies in the World Trade Center by Paul Joseph Watson. At InfoWars.com, Kurt Nemo has the story, Bodies in WTC7, Jennings Interview Demolishes Official Version. Let me briefly tell you what happened, then I'm going to throw it over to Burmese, then we're going to play the clip of Barry Jennings. Barry Jennings was the deputy head of emergency management there for New York City. He went into Building 7. There were steaming coffee sandwiches. They were told, get out of the building with a phone call. They get out. There's explosions that have gone off. He's stepping over dead bodies. And this is before either North or South Tower, the 110-story towers, had fallen. So he had told some local news that on record that day. So Jason Burmese and Dylan Avery and Corey Rove, they go out a year ago for Loose Change Final Cut. They interview him. They play little clips on air but don't say who he is. And suddenly he gets threats. They threaten to fire him. All this stuff happens. And so even though he agrees that we can use it, and we have that contractually, him agreeing to use it, and would it be important for the movement, important to get it out, we didn't put it out. I was one of the executive producers on Loose Change Final Cut. Then the BBC backtracks who it is, this Guy Smith guy who came and interviewed me and did this hit piece, a previous hit piece on 9/11, and I'd say, what about Northwoods? What about U.S. troops massing to invade Afghanistan the weeks before? What about all the, and he would, no, that's not going in the piece. Total hit piece. Then at the end of it, he said it was fair and balanced. At the end, he just laughed at me and told me I was a nut, and it was a big joke. I mean, totally disingenuous. Then I, about a month ago, I was on BBC Radio debating him, and he said he was involved in this new Building 7 piece that's coming out, and they interviewed Barry Jennings for it, and we've seen the trailer. Now, a few months ago, they interviewed Dylan Avery in Denver for this, and the same guy, Smith, and he comes over and says, I hear it's a lie. I hear that you guys are making it up that Barry Jennings said that he was stepping over bodies in Building 7 or there were explosions. And I hear there's not video of him. Well, Dylan happened to have it on his phone and played it and tried to play it for the cameras. I'll bet bottom dollar, unless they pull it and re-edit it, and we expose the History Channel when they did delay it a few weeks and did change some stuff. Because I pointed out that Hearst Publishing owned it, and that I had heard they had an ad for the book, not letting them know it was conflict of interest. And so they did have to go cut that out of the hit piece. So they may go try to change this now. But what we've been told is basically they edit craftily, and Jennings has been pressured. He said, well, it looked like bodies. I thought it was bodies. It might not have been bodies. I meant the stuff on the floor was like bodies. You know, and Dylan says, no, here's the clip. So we went on record. They were shown this clip. They were shown what you're about to hear. Jason, you did a great job on that YouTube video you and Aaron put up. It's up on InfoWars. But in the next 6-7 hours, we're going to get a new video up with this info. And this is what's important. People need to understand that we had to put this video out because now they're going to try to misrepresent or spin what Jennings has been saying. When all along you guys saw him on the news say something similar, you just went and got the interview with him. And the BBC is also going to try to cover up why they announced Building 7 fell. A lot of stuff's happening. Jason?
Absolutely. I mean, we got this interview last year in June, actually. And he was a really nice guy. He had seen the Loose Change second edition. He'd even played it in his office for other coworkers. You know, he didn't believe the official version at all. It's very apparent in the interview that we do, even in the little bits and pieces we put out there. And he did say that, you know, those explosions happened prior to either building collapse. He was trapped on the 8th floor until about 12:30, 1 in the afternoon. And when they did get him down into the lobby, he was stepping over bodies. I mean, it's as clear as day. And we know that the official version, the 9/11 Commission report, and 9/11 commissioners have said there was no loss of life in that building. Well, we know there was loss of life in that building. It was just an excuse for them.
But it came out years later that Secret Service agents and others did die.
That's right.
And there's bombs going off, explosions, nothing in any of the other buildings. The other towers are smoking. They haven't collapsed. Mm-hmm. And there's explosions going off, I guess, to clear people out of there. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, don't look down. And he looks, you know, and there's bodies that he's stepping over. Mm-hmm. And the larger issue here is when we said we had this interview, the debunkers, who were congenital liars, admit that they lie to fool the public. They said we were liars and said that we didn't have this tape. Then they said Jennings didn't say that. Now they've got the BBC coming out and saying that. So we have to set the record straight and put this out. But it's not just Jennings. It's other firefighters, police, emergency workers saying there was a countdown to bring 7 down later.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the Kevin McPadden story. But when you look at it, I mean, this is a 47-story skyscraper. It is a ultra spook house. We have the largest CIA base outside of Langley. We have the largest Secret Service office in the world. And the two emergency workers that went up there, Barry Jennings and Michael Hess, went to an abandoned Office of Emergency Management. And this should have been fully manned. They were both shocked to see that there was, you know, still hot coffee, half-eaten sandwiches. Michael Hess was actually there to meet Giuliani, who had gotten a warning to get out that morning. Although that's not on the YouTube clip, Barry Jennings does mention that Hess was there to see Giuliani and was freaking out because he couldn't get a hold of the mayor. So why was this Office of Emergency Management totally evacuated? And why is it that someone called Barry, and once he found out he was in 7, told him to immediately leave if there was no threat?
Yeah, we need another article at Prison Planet, you know, that basically headline, you know, emergency manager says bombs and buildings, dead bodies, you know, why this is an important interview. Mm-hmm. You know, A, they're trying to suppress it and spin it. B, they said it didn't exist. C, he corroborates what other people are saying. He's an emergency manager, deputy head. I mean, you start adding all this together, he's corroborating the bombs. He's corroborating big explosions and dead bodies before either of the two towers, you know, hundreds of yards away collapse. It's just absolutely amazing. And now they've obviously pressured him and gone and interviewed him, but watching some of the clips online, it sounds like he almost says the same thing, but then they just tell you, oh, that's not what you really heard. Kind of like the spin that that the producer of this new hit piece, Guy Smith, when I was debating him on radio, he said, well, they knew the building was going to come down all day, so BBC just got it wrong and said that it had already come down. Yeah, magically, three buildings never collapsed from fire, modern steel buildings, now three of them do. And then magically, BBC and CNN say it's collapsed in its own footprint, a total collapse, and then they give the official collapse. I mean, it's like them trying to make excuses about New Zealand, Australian, and Thailand newspapers reporting before Lee Harvey Oswald was even captured, before his name was out in the U.S., having it printed that Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president. Well, they got a time zone off by an hour. And that's admitted. I mean, you guys can't get away with this stuff. I mean, you run your black ops, you're going to be exposed. Stay there, Jason. Let's come back. Folks, this is huge news. Make sure this video gets out to everybody. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Did you go and see the picture of the amazing recent discovery at website AnotherUntoldStory.com? We told you the story in the last broadcast. Story of an astonishing discovery. A thousand-year-old book. Leather book perfectly preserved by the tannic acid in the dark, damp potting soil bog in Ireland. The very book, U.S. Public Law 97-280, says you and I need to read, says our nation and government was based on. What are the chances of the discovery? The chances of the backhoe operator spotting it? The chances of it being open to the page it was open to? A prophetic prayer page, a prophecy. National Geographic used the word potentially open to the very page it was open to. The word potentious means ominous, threatening, fateful, menacing, foreboding, ill omen. And what were the words on that page of prophecy? You can read them at the website, AnotherUntoldStory.com. The words are another untold story that may explain the suspicious strange storms that the world is seeing. See the book and read the words on that open page of the book at website AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Huge 9/11 developments. We need your help getting this story out. Barry Jennings, deputy head of the Office of Emergency Management in New York City. On the day of 9/11, he came out and said, man, there were bombs, things going off, dead people in Building 7 before either tower fell. The media covered that up. Jason Burmes, Dylan Avery, the Loose Change crew, they went, they interviewed him. They're going to put it in Loose Change Final Cut. They just made noises about somebody high up in the emergency system saying this. The establishment figured out who it was and went and threatened him, threatened his job, things like that. He called Dylan and others and told him that. Said, I know I said you can use it, but please don't put it in your film. And even though we had a moral responsibility to put it out to everybody, I argued against it, but I wasn't going to try to, even though I was executive producer and could probably have, you know, made him do it. I said, fine, but this is a big mistake. And then the neocons came out and said we were liars. We didn't have this interview. It didn't exist. Barry Jennings had never said that. And then there's this BBC guy who did this big disingenuous hit piece, told me it wasn't a hit piece. But then a few days into the interview with him, this is a part two he's doing on Building 7 last year, he just starts laughing at me and saying, I think you're nuts. And I mean, literally just laughing with his crew. And I was like, whoa, I've never had this happen. I mean, literally just like giggling. And I'd say, but what about Building 7? You know, what about Building 7? What about Operation Northwoods? What about how the U.S. massed all these troops to invade Afghanistan in the months before? And he just said, we're not putting that in the film. And he just would laugh at me. And then they went and said that the Loose Change guys had said that there was paper found in a lake that was only a mile away, but that we used MapQuest and it showed 4 miles when we never said that. The Associated Press and others said 8 miles away. Eyewitnesses said that, who people have interviewed. There was news footage of it. So it was all straw men, just made up. That's what they do. They make up stuff we haven't said, or they go get kooky 9/11 truth groups who are operatives or mentally ill, and then say that we are saying what they say. And so I, again, debated Guy Smith on the radio, and he said, told me a few months ago, yeah, I got a BBC piece on Building 7 coming out. And I said, oh, yeah, and BBC says they've lost the tapes of that day when they announced that the building fell, Building 7, before it did, 25 minutes. And he said real slyly, oh, we found them again, and giggled. We ought to get those clips off that interview. See how funny it is? They had 5-1 debating me on that show and would fade me down and wouldn't give me any time. But that's the point. When people demanded the tapes, because at first BBC was denying it was real. Then they said, okay, it is real, but we don't have the tapes. And they said, oh, we found them. And then he giggles. It's very funny, you know, to manipulate the slaves, to be on a power trip. And then they're now putting this out, and they supposedly have Barry Jennings debunking in that. So we've just put the video out, a bunch of it. There's more we'll be putting out. It'll be in the film Fabled Enemies. But that's only one issue of why we're releasing this. The other keys here, I mean, the bombs in the building, the fact that there was explosions before Tower 1 or 2 fell, the fact that Giuliani was out of the building, the fact they were told to get out of the building, the fact Giuliani later admitted that, then denied he said it, and then had to admit it. See, I mean, we've caught him here, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And another big issue is that supposedly the 9/11 Commission found no evidence of this. This is what Thomas Keene said out in Texas, and we have it in Loose Change Final Cut. Well, how could they have no evidence of dead bodies when they talked to Barry Jennings? How could they have no evidence of explosions in the building prior to either tower collapse when they talked to Barry Jennings? And it was several years after the incident. So this was for the 9/11 Commission. Yet it's odd. His testimony didn't make the final report, and Building 7 is only in a footnote and never actually discussed.
Well, that's why this is a big deal. There was an attempted cover-up of this out of the goodness of our own hearts, and the guy saying, please don't do this. We said, okay, you want a private life? We will do the right thing for you, the wrong thing for the country and the world. But then he goes and does the interview. Gloves are off. Here it is. This is a cover-up unraveling. Did you just hear what Jason Burmes was saying? We're going to recap it all in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Scenes to martial law can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Online and on demand, this is We the People Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to play the Barry Jennings clip here in just a moment. But recapping, Burmese, in the next 4.5 minutes, break down why we're doing this and why it is important and why it's so big for listeners to get this video out to everybody, to explain to everyone why this is so important.
Well, it is very important for the listeners to get this out because this totally and completely eviscerates the official version as of the 9/11 Commission report, without a doubt. So let's go through the points here. What happened to Barry Jennings? Point one, he was called after the first plane strike. Okay, so he was in the building prior to the second plane strike. That is also in the video. Now, when he's taken up to the Office of Emergency Management on the 23rd floor, he is with Michael Hess, who is the City Corporation Counsel at the time and now heads up Giuliani Partners. When they go up to the Office of Emergency Management, which should have been fully manned, it had been deserted. Okay? Now, the elevators were all shut off. They had been taken up by a police triage that was already at the building through a freight elevator. So Michael Hess found the stairwell. They start going down the stairwell. Again, this is prior to either tower collapsing, and there is a huge explosion from underneath them that pushes them back to the eighth floor. Now, this is all on record. Now, they're stuck in that building hearing all types of explosions, thinking that they're going to die until about 12:30 to 1 in the afternoon. When the firefighters finally do come down to get them, they come to a lobby that is unrecognizable, that is blown to kingdom come. And this is very important, too, because in this little video, in the wrap-up, I show you what the Millennium Hilton looks like the next day. Not only on the facade on the outside, but I take you inside the Millennium Hilton, where literally there's still vases, the couches are okay.
By the way, we also have video of the front of Building 7, and it's got a few windows knocked down. And we know that Popular Mechanics is showing a gray-faced building that's got the corner knocked out when the Building 7 was red. It's a fake.
I mean, it doesn't.
These are the folks that gave you the Remington photos for the Spanish-American War. I mean, there's no end to these people.
That seems to be the case. There seems to be no video corroboration whatsoever for that quote-unquote chunk of the building missing. Now, we also show you in this video footage after at least one of the towers has collapsed of inside Building 7, where they literally run up to the main lobby from the south face. Now, the south face has a couple windows knocked out, but it's not this towering inferno. There's not, quote-unquote, 25% of the building scooped out. Now, another big point is the fact that when Barry Jennings and Michael Hess got out of the building, they both went on separate local news programs and told the exact same story. It was never followed up upon. It was only until years later, when we put two and two together, that the man Barry Jennings, who was in the FEMA report describing these explosions, which was brushed off as the first tower falling, was the same man that was on the videos with Michael Hess.
And you went and interviewed him and said, no, there were explosions before either tower fell, again, proving more lies in the commission. I mean, this is so key, folks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he says that there were many, many explosions, and said even when he had gotten out of the building at 1 in the afternoon, he was told that he had to get down, I think, 10 or 20 blocks and run because they were having reports of more explosions at the time.
Now, let's be clear. All day they're announcing it's going to explode, it's going to fall, get back. We know they keep backing the time up for it. They finally do bring it down, and we have cops saying, get back, they're going to bring the building down, it's about to blow up. And then they say, well, they just knew it was about to blow up because they knew it was about to collapse. How are they saying, get back, it's about to blow, it's about to fall down? I mean, this is 2 + 2 = 4. Now we have Silverstein saying, pull the building. That means a controlled demolition. In their own documentary, they admit that. I mean, we've got them. This is unbelievable. They can ignore all these EMTs and police saying, get back, they're going to blow it. They can ignore all these eyewitnesses, even Amy Goodman saying, investigate it further. Mm-hmm. But they can't ignore their own deputy head of emergency management saying.
And that's right, and that's why they have to spin it. They have to put it in with other information disinformation and misinformation in order to try to distort his story.
And to finish up here, you probably need to add that to the clip, that he's a fan of you guys, seen the film. So that adds the fact he's saying inside job. I mean, that's the overall what you got from him?
Oh, when we were there, he was the boss of the department.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this.
Sure.
Stay there.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard-to-find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36, or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a reason that the Morning Joe on MSNBC, that Glenn Beck on CNN, that Bill O'Reilly, all of them are saying we need to be arrested, we need to be killed, we need to be taken to secret camps and tortured. Morning Joe, the military needs to be used against us. 9/11 truth must die. And now Michael Reagan, ninth largest radio host in the country, according to Talkers Magazine and others, 4 million listeners per day, said kill Mark Dice, kill 9/11 truthers. If they talk to the military, if they engage in their First Amendment and expose 9/11 as an inside job, murder them. He has not been fired. He has not gotten in trouble. If any of us said kill people, we would be arrested within hours. If we said go out, kill them, I mean it, I'm serious, I'll pay for it, kill them, we'd be arrested. So we know this is serious because, look, they understand they're protecting a system. Most of them know their bosses carried it out. That makes them even scareder. That's why Congress goes ahead and does what they're told. It's not just the payoffs and the money and the corruption. I mean, it's scary, folks. We're in a very scary time. Now, the deputy head of the Office of Emergency Management, Barry Jennings, came out with one of the other government heads that day and said, man, there were bombs, dead people, Building 7 was blowing up. This is before it even fell. And then we went and interviewed him, and then he got scared, he got threatened. The spooks found out, we talked to him. He said, please, I know you, I said you could use it, but don't. Then I guess they got to him and said, you better talk to the BBC. He did, and he said stuff like, well, I think there were, it looked like bodies. I guess it might not have been. I don't know why there were bombs, explosions going off. So they're going to try to spin that, and they're going to try to make excuses, because I've debated the producer of it on another show a few months ago, about, well, we all knew Building 7 was coming down. That's why we reported it fell with it right behind us. Ignoring the cops saying, get back, they're bringing it down, they're going to blow it up. I mean, ignoring all this. We've got them, folks. People always say something this big, they'd be caught. We're going to go to Mark Dice in a moment, but the point is everybody can feel it. You can see it. I mean, we had so many people going public, so many people speaking out, German defense ministers, high-level members of the British Parliament, members of Blair's government, UN human rights chiefs over whole, you know, investigative arms. We've got former Italian presidents, former intelligence chiefs of Germany, all of this, Hollywood stars, best actress, Willie Nelson, Charlie Sheen, Martin Sheen, all these big rock stars have been going public. I mean, it's getting every day now. You can't even keep track of everybody going public. And so they're getting scared and going, look, we'll kill you. And now I've been sent a lot of YouTube videos and things. And you'll go to their websites. They'll be Marines or Army, usually Force Recon or Special Ops. They'll have their handle. And most of it's videos of them in training. And it'll be them saying, stop now or we we're going to kill your animals. I don't want to even give them attention. Or they'll use a South Park clip saying, we're going to kill a bunny, you know, on the bus. You know, do what I say, I'm going to kill the bunny. Stop now or you're dead. We're now getting all these videos and clips they use from movies about one more time and you're dead. And they're sending it to 9/11 truthers. And then or they'll say on their own message board, yeah, I'm in the Marines and I can't wait to line you up and shoot you all in the head. And then you go and they're really in Iraq saying this to us. And so they're getting scared, folks. They know we're interfacing with the military. They know we're interfacing with the police. They know we're waking the majority of them up. The New World Order needs these people to take over. They're getting real scared. So they're trying to intimidate us. And I got news, man. We're all committed. I mean, I don't want to die, but at the same time, I'm committed, and if they're forced to kill me, that means I'm really getting to them. I mean, that means that we're really winning, and that is a desperate act. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win, as Gandhi said. So just in closing, Jason, this is huge. This isn't a cop or a firefighter on the street or some EMT we've interviewed who's credible, who people ignore, who said, I heard the countdown, and you watch footage of the cops going, get back, it's about to come down, they're about to blow it up. Or firefighters all, you know, firefighting captain going, yeah, there was molten metal, you know, running down the channel rails, totally molten. And they say we're lying, there's no molten steel, when NASA's own aircraft showed the molten steel thousands of degrees above jet fuel. The debunking isn't working. Don't you understand? It's over for you terrorists. And I know your military mindset was, well, we got to fight the Muslims. They're so evil. We killed 3,000 because Americans are wimps and had to get a wake-up call, and it's for your own good. And if we have to kill more of you for your own good, we will. That's the ultimate rationale. Don't you have the feeling we've got the momentum? Don't you in your gut know we're going to bring you to justice? I mean, aren't you figuring that out yet? That we're not going to stop and you can kill us, threaten us? I mean, you think threatening my children? You, literally, folks, I was getting burnt out. I was getting exhausted. I was getting tired. I was getting to where you guys saw me around the office, just fighting to be able to continue staying focused because I had so much going on in my mind and so much I want to do and so much frustration and so much little minutia I've got to deal with. And threaten my family. It's like, boom, man, I suddenly don't have to sleep. I suddenly am just back in total mode. You guys have helped me. I already knew you did it. I already knew you're murderers and drug dealers and criminals. And child sex slave traffickers. I mean, it's all admitted mainstream news. But to have you personally threatening me over and over again and threatening others, it lets me know that you really are who we say you are. You really are terrorist. Burmese, anything else you want to add?
I just want people to get this story out. It is very important that we have somebody who can have his story corroborated from video of that day. And there is no doubt that he was in Building 7 experiencing these explosions. It can totally take down the official version.
And if he comes out and recants all this, why would he tell a newscast and the guy he says he was with tell the same story separately from each other? Why would he then 5.5 years later tell you that, to then 6 years, 6.5 years later, tell another story to the BBC as he's being promoted up the ranks.
Absolutely, and why wouldn't Michael Hess return my calls or faxes or emails? I tried to get Michael Hess before I even knew who Barry Jennings was, because I had his name from the news station. But, of course, Michael Hess didn't want to go on camera.
Anything else you want to add before we go to...
No, that's all. That's all I would say. Thank you very much.
I want to repeat, it's so important that people grab this video. We're going to upload it the next hour to PrisonPlanet.tv. We don't have the personnel. We need your help. Get it. Cut out the best pieces of the last 30 minutes with me and Burmese. You know, don't count on one guy to do it. Do different versions. I love how listeners do that. Send them to us. We'll post them. We'll magnify them. Our listeners will get them out later. Aaron was here till 5 in the morning with Burmese. He's asleep. He's going to come in, try to edit some of this video we've just shot here live into the Barry Jennings piece to really let you know how important it is. There's a video up there right now where Burmese gives the basic facts and then plays it. It's decent. It's just I really want to explain why this is so important. People won't know how important this is unless we explain all those facts. Mm-hmm. See, Burmese, we get too close to it. Yeah. We're so inside the game and all the names and the facts and the data, we forget that even, you know, kind of passive 9/11 truthers, this, a lot of this is Greek to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a few months ago, we couldn't say who Barry Jennings was, and mm-hmm. the debunkers were saying we were lying and it didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I can't believe the BBC thinks going to him and trying to twist what he says. And what I've been told is he repeats the same thing. He just kind of says, well, it looked like bodies. Well, I thought it was bodies. Well, I thought it was explosions. Well, they did tell me to get out, but that's because we knew seven, I guess, was going to come down. You know, well, why did you know that? See, but I mean, let's be clear. We went to break and you forgot to say, mm-hmm. you told me privately in other discussions off camera, he's like, oh, hell yeah. I mean, how far did he go saying inside
job? Extremely far. He didn't even know who we were. We don't tell people who we are when we go to interview them. We say, look, we're interviewing for a new documentary. Would you like to be a part of it? And he said that. And while we were sitting there, he said, you know, I was in one of these documentaries, and kind of playing, you know, coy, knowing he was in ours. I said, oh, really? Which one? And he said, the Michael Myers one. I go, Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9/11. He's like, no. He's like, the conspiracy one. And I go, Loose Change? And he's like, yeah, I love that movie. He had a copy in the office. He had been showing other coworkers. And it was at that point that Dylan and I said, yeah, that's our film. And we're making a new one right now. And he was like, oh, that was you guys. That's a great movie. And I play it here all the time. And then he started pulling in other workers to introduce them to us.
All right, this is key info.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. So you'd say he was a 9/11 truther.
Absolutely. He knew exactly what it was.
And the other coworkers were coming in going, this is the guy.
Yeah, he was like, these are the guys that did Loose Change. And everybody, it seemed, in the office had seen it. Not everybody agreed with us. But everybody who came in shook our hands for sure.
Now, let's be clear. The guys that were running the emergency command bunker, he's now the head of it at that time.
I would say that I can't say which division he was in. But
he's the head of a division. Yeah.
Yes. And the Office of Emergency Management is really a hub for all these different borough divisions. And he was one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Divisions.
He was a chief. One of the chiefs.
Yeah, he was the head of the floor for sure. For sure. So, you know, he had his own little TV and DVD player in the office, and he was sharing 9/11 truth with his coworkers.
But then after he got the heat, just when it leaked, that this went on, now he's trying to, well, from what I've been told, he's not even completely backing away.
No, he's not backing away. He's a year closer to retirement. When we talked to him, he was 2 years away from retirement. I really feel like he wanted to make sure he had his pension for his kids. He was a family man, and he was very, very worried. We literally sat in his office for 2 hours to get the okay that we could do this interview. So that's why we've never said exactly where he worked or for what department, because he then, after we leaked this, they were threatening to fire him and take away his pension. And that would be the last thing I would like to do.
But we're not going to let them do that.
No.
And the point is, he did the BBC, so we're forced to do this. Mm-hmm. Because, again, I want to repeat the key, and we're going to go to Mark Dice here. I want to repeat the key to all of this. Mm-hmm. That is that Dylan's sitting there with the BBC, the same guy, Smith guy, that laughs at me and, you know, basically admitted to me, you know, it's a hit piece in private and said he thinks I'm nuts, who said it wasn't a hit piece up front kind of disingenuously. This same guy went and said, well, it's a lie. Barry Jennings didn't say that. It's not true. You don't have video. And Dylan pulls the video out, and I bet my bottom dollar that is not going to be in the film.
No, I guarantee that's not going to be in the film. And that's another reason why we had to put this stuff out.
Yeah, they may pull it now and delay it like they did the History Channel piece. We made them delay that release by two weeks because they went and pulled stuff out because we exposed them. So we're preemptively countering the BBC, propaganda ministry of truth right now.
Absolutely, and that's another reason to put it out. It was going to be in Fabled Enemies anyway, but why not put it out 2 weeks before their hit piece to show what liars and hypocrites they are?
Absolutely. Let's go to Mark Dice, and we'll hold him over to the next segment after that. And then I got some financial news coming up and a lot more. Mark Dice, what do you think of what you just heard?
Oh, it's just the evidence keeps coming. We got to continue to get the word out. And, you know, like you said, we're at the third stage of the four stages of a fight, and they're attacking us now. We're getting closer to victory, so let's just continue it, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Well, Mark Dice, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm going to continue a four-minute discussion with you and Burmese, then we'll come back with you alone on the main radio network transmission here at Genesis. Everybody else, go to the InfoWars streams. You'll be able to hear this right now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you.
Okay, going to Mark Dice to talk about what's happening with him and Michael Reagan. For those that don't know, Mike Reagan said, go out, kill him, murder him, I'll pay for it, kill the other 9/11 truthers, anybody that talks to the troops, anybody that educates them about it being an inside job. And we got Mark Dice on with us. Now here's the deal. It's clearly fair use. Mark's commenting on it. They took down a bunch of our videos. They took down dozens of other videos we know of where we'd play a short clip and comment on it. They even took down videos that were criticizing Mark Dice. That were criticizing Michael Reagan that didn't even have Michael Reagan on it. They've been pulling clips of him saying, put hand grenades in babies' rectums and murder them, kill the Muslim babies. They are something else. And is your YouTube account still shut down, Mark Dice?
The entire YouTube account is shut down. All videos have been pulled. I filed a counterclaim.
By the way, you had millions of views on your videos.
Yeah, over 60 videos, a three-year-old account almost, and just numerous links, hundreds of links to those videos, and the entire account has been closed. I filed a countersuit with YouTube trying to get it back up, trying to understand, make them understand that this is just a fair use claim, that this
you mean
is
countersuit or a
counterclaim rather to attempt to reinstate the account. So that's in the works right now. I just got word too that Michael Reagan is officially above the law. The U.S. Attorney's Office will not be pressing charges against him for his comments, and any other future threats against me by his listeners or by anybody else will then be investigated, those people individually. But Michael Reagan himself has officially been let off the hook and still has a job.
Now, this sets a precedent, but don't believe that for a minute. If I go on air and even say hypothetically, and I'm not saying do this, hypothetically, if I said, go kill Michael Reagan, I'll pay for the bullets, hell, the cops may edit that and come arrest me right now. I would go to prison immediately. They'd probably kill me in the SWAT team raid. They use any excuse to come kill you nowadays. That's how
not
it works.
Not only that, but his listeners would then call for violence against you and for others. And it just goes to show the state of our hearts, the state of the heart and the mind of this movement, because nobody is calling for equal action against him.
Oh, contrary. We don't want any violence against him until we take the Republic back and then they all get due process. We know he went to the White House, got propaganda points. That's illegal. We know he's on their payroll. Then he will be brought to justice in a Nuremberg-style trial.
It's interesting. The president of his radio syndicator, Radio America, his name is Jim Roberts. He's also the president of the American Veterans Center. And the American Veterans Center and Radio America's headquarters is literally 5 miles away from the White House across the river.
Oh, yeah, it's a PSYOP, completely government-run. That's come out, yeah. Oliver North's involved. It's a huge, yeah.
Yeah, they're protecting Reagan. He still has a job. Who knows what will happen with the FCC. There is a petition now on my site to get Michael Reagan removed from the school board. I believe he's on the school board of his Notre Dame High School, where his kids go in Sherman Oaks, California.
So as he says, murder babies.
Yeah, if you
want to stick hand grenades in babies' rectums and murder them.
Yeah, and this is a man that's on a school board, so we're trying to get him removed from the board. And maybe we can give out the number to the American Veterans Center. This is the center that's in charge of the United States Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C. It's a very large, very, very powerful veterans group. And this president, Jim Roberts, is also the head of this syndication company, and they're taking no action against Reagan or his comments.
Yeah, give the number out.
The number for the American Veterans Center is 703-302-1012, or you could go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. And if we can't get a hold of him, or if his studio at Reagan at Radio America is not responding, then maybe we can get through to the American Veterans Center and reach Mr. Jim Roberts over there. Again, that number is 703-302-1012.
Well, Mark Dice, here's the deal. As you know, in Germany, in the from 33 to about 40, they would let the SA, the SS, beat up whoever they wanted, rob whoever they wanted, harass. And it all started like this. And just thank God we've got our Second Amendment to protect ourselves. And I just feel sorry for anybody that tries anything violent with you or me or anybody else. Because, folks, we're not looking for a fight. But you, anybody lays a hand on me, I'm going to kill you so fast, it's going to make your head spin. I'm armed. I will defend myself. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to talk to you during the break.
We're on the march, lighting the fires of liberty with your host, Michael Badnarik, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday, only on We the People Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Okay, I'm going to get into some financial news in about 5 minutes. I appreciate Mark Dice popping in with us. Mark, you've got the floor. I just want to say you did a great job with that Michael Reagan interview. It sounded to me from the YouTube clip like they'd edited some of your interview that you did with him in a taped interview, but they did air that, thank God, and you did a great job there. We need to see Operation Inform the Troops intensify. You've got the floor, Mark Dice.
Yeah, it was interesting. They did edit out one part where I informed his listeners that it was a pre-recorded show that was 8:30 in the morning my time, and I wanted everybody to know that it was a pre-recorded show. I took precautions to ensure that they wouldn't edit out any important information. Also, yeah, I don't want this to overshadow Operation Inform the Soldiers. Another aspect what we can do is send them CDs of the Alex Jones show and other shows, other broadcasts, send them CDs on MP3 or even burn a CD as a WAV file so they can listen to it in their Discman, or give them some flash drives with some MP3s.
Yeah,
so
thumb drives are great. Thumb drives are great.
They can put it on their MP3 player, their iPod, and listen to it. Also, you can
Markham, Markham family videos or stuff like that.
Yeah, pictures from home, photos from home, something like that. Again, they're trying to make sure that no material is going to reach the troops.
But don't think that'll stop us. We need to hit the bases and everywhere, wherever we live. We need to go in and get the info in there.
Yeah, another aspect, not only just sending it overseas, but here at the at Camp Pendleton in California, other military bases around the country to the soldiers before they even go over there so that they can spread the word amongst their own groups and amongst their peers and their commanding officers over here so that they know what's going on and that once the higher-ups know that everybody knows, their whole system's just going to come collapsing down.
That's right, and we got the one of the deputy heads of emergency management coming out saying inside job. And that's for the first time ever. Burma's telling you about him in private. I'd already been told the story a year ago and could never tell it on air. Had to be called a liar and say none of it existed. Well, there you go. There it is for everybody else. Mark, I mean, their whole thing is imploding.
It's coming down. And, I mean, every day now, more and more people are waking up. And so there was a time when I felt like there was a lull in 9/11 Truth, where I myself was starting to doubt whether we were going to get this information out, whether even anybody in the mainstream media was going to cover these issues. And just when I start losing faith, something happens, another big prominent official, another expert comes forward, another instance, another confrontation from one of these criminals on the streets, or a book signing happens, is posted to the web, makes it to the news.
Well, that's why this is key. If we weren't on the offensive, they would have already staged more attacks. We'd already be in Iran. And so this, we're trying to save lives. If they can intimidate us and use staged terror events to get the public to buy, the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Fifth, the end of the Second, the end of the First, which they're attacking all wholesale and dismantling, if they're able to sell all this, they would have been able to get away with it. But now everybody knows they're torturing, murdering, drug dealing, killers. Everybody knows they killed Kennedy. The shadow government is now being exposed. And they are in, and now it gives protection to good men and women in the CIA, good people in the FBI, good people in the military, to more and more say no, to more and more talk about all the Army investigators they've murdered. General Toogoombo, the head Army Brigadier General, just who retired, came out and said, yeah, the government tortures kids, it's murder, it's war crimes, the cover-up's got to be exposed. And it's literally because they like torturing children. And they also like setting the precedent that if they can be the good guys and torture children in the ways that, you know, that, you know, notice how Reagan said the same time of things that are in the White House orders. You see, I mean, imagine putting orders out saying sodomize little kids. I mean, these people, and I have to argue with people and say that's wrong, Mark Dice.
Yeah, it's just completely immoral. I'm sure that they're going to be pulling those clips as well, and we just got to continue making copies of them, getting them out there, reposting them. And Alex, I got to run, but I want to thank everybody for their courage and for helping us out and getting the word out, and just hat tip to everybody out there.
All right, Mark Dice, we'll keep checking in with you as this develops. YouTube account shut down, put pressure on them, and phone number's up on his site. Thank you. All right, there goes Mark Dice at work popping in with us. We are only 23 minutes away from Jordan Maxwell. 23 minutes away from a two-hour interview with Jordan. I called Jordan about 2 months ago, and he said, oh, I'm getting too many threats, too many government people visiting me, threatening me, and I believe it. It's happening to us. And he said, I'm not going to do the interview. And he actually told people that on the web. And then he decided to do interviews, but now he's getting more stuff happening. And I appreciate him coming on today. You know, he's got cancer. He's 70-something years old, and he's a real treasure. And but we were able to get him booked again last week. And so he's on the show today, and that is coming up. Now, this next story, the magnitude of all the news financially in front of me, Bloomberg Financial headline, $5,000 an ounce gold projected by the biggest brokerage firm in New York. I mean, one of their funds is $277 billion. And they're saying, no, we believe $5,000 an ounce gold. Folks, if gold hits $5,000 an ounce, it will be war in the streets, total depression. I am not pleased about that, even though I hold some gold. I'm going to be honest with you. When gold ramped to 1,000 plus and then fell back down to 900,
I said, my God, that's great. That gives me more time to launch a TV show, more time to warn people. I hope the forecast of Bob Chapman, I hope the forecast of Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, I hope the forecast of Joseph Stiglitz, I hope the forecast of the head of the New York Business School who we had on, all these guys, they say 2 to 3 years total depression. But there's about a 70, depending on which guy you talk to, but it's about a 70%. Some say 50%, some say 90%. But on average, about a 70% chance, total meltdown depression within 2.5 to 3 years. But if gold starts rocketing up to 5,000, if oil, which is at $4.11 a gallon today, and they're talking about by the end of the week, it could be $4.20. That's a commodity. That's dollar devaluation that's doing that. And again, the blind public, they're like blind sheep to wolf packs. I hear them at the grocery store and on the streets and everywhere I go, they talk about it and the radio, and none of them know what they're talking about. And do I take some pleasure in knowing more than that? I know, I'm freaked out. The dollar's been devalued, you idiots. It's a political decision. The government could have reversed it. Instead, they're accelerating the policies that they admit will do this in their own think tank documents. And if I could get you to wake up to that, we could put political pressure on, but it's too important to you to keep acting like there's all these egomaniacs. Most men in this country and women are so into themselves and so into how they look and so into thinking they're on top of things and everything's fine. Kind of like when you tell some 50-year-old executive you got brain tumor, you'll be dead in 2 months. They go, that's a bunch of bull, doc. You're wrong. There's a mistake. You got somebody else's x-rays and CAT scan. That ain't true. A month later, they're getting ready to die. It's the same thing. I'm like, man, these people, the Chicago Tribune, kidnapped millions of children and women. They got huge slave camps. My God, they're putting poison in the water. Here's the document. Yeah, right, pal. Sure they are. You know, and I tell people, I go, the dollar is imploding. We're in red level crisis. The oil prices are going to explode. I've been telling you this for 5 years. It happens. And I try to call into local talk shows. They recognize my voice, say, no, we're not going to have that opinion on, Alex. But I'm like, it's the oil. OPEC just had a meeting yesterday and said it's that the dollar's been devalued. They're saying, look, you denominated it in dollars. You ask us to stay in dollars, but you're devaluing it. We want to get positioned out of this before it implodes. And then they openly say, by the way, Western companies have already moved out of the dollar. Why are you asking us to hold it? The Chinese said it 2 years ago. They said your vice president just dumped $10 million dollars into euros. Why should we stay on it? And they dispatched U.S. ambassadors there to say, please don't. Our government is evacuating the country. They're all moving to Dubai and Spain and Saudi Arabia and Switzerland. The Israelis, the richest guy in Israel a month ago, and the other top five guys have all moved, sold their houses and left Israel. They're getting ready to blow that off the map. I'm telling you, folks, they are evacuating Israel. They are evacuating the United States right now. They are taking their money out. They are running with it over their backs. And I love these poor, dumb cops out on the street that think freedom's the enemy and stomp around on power trips. I don't want them dying of cancer viruses injected. I don't want them drinking fluoride. I don't want their kids on mercury shots. I don't want them on GMOs that rot their guts out and cause cancer. I don't like the fact that we're all in this together and we have to believe our egos that everything's fine and the government's good and red, white, and blue, so it has to happen. And scared CIA agents have to follow their orders to surveil me and mess with me. And I actually ought to not just feel sorry for them. A lot of them enjoy it and think it's funny, and they just believe all this crap. And when you talk to these surveillers and you talk to these guys who you then see a day later in the Bilderberg group, you know, telling my guys, you know, that was a Fed over here asking if we want to do something violent with him. Oh, you really think so? And the day later, he's on the property looking at us with binoculars from the other side of the lines. And you're talking to him, you tell it's all ego. It's all ego, how there's this big, bad American, and I'm the good guy, and Alex Jones is the bad guy, and we're on top of things, and it's a bunch. We're having to do some bad things, yeah, but it's to keep America safe from them Muslims. And I go, but our government radicalized the Muslims. The British did it 80 years ago. They put them in power. They overthrow secular governments. They use them to attack sovereign countries, Serbia, Russia, and they just, whatever, man, whatever. You know what? I'm just going to follow the orders of my commander-in-chief. These feds, by the end of it, in that hotel bar we go down to eat at night, by the end of it, they were going, yeah, I'm a colonel back from Iraq. Yeah, Alex, you know, I'm just following the commander-in-chief's orders. By the end of it, we just admitted they were feds. And, well, we're just doing what the commander says with their shaved heads. You know, I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. I gotta have army following me around in Austin. I'm tired of it, man. Your bosses do ship in the drugs, and you know it. There are a bunch of dirty eugenicists running things, and you know it. But you think you're part of the winning team. You think you're on the winning side. You think that you've got us whooped. You've got yourself whooped, you idiots. I mean, it's like the average American will say there's no NAU. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. The dollar is not devalued. I've got family I've sat across the table from a year ago saying they're destroying the dollar, and they just go, no, they're not, Alex. Just no respect for me. And I can show them news articles and documents. They don't care. They don't care. They want to believe a lie. They believe, like children do, that what you imagine is reality. And their ego can't say this false system they've invested in is a fraud. They have to continue to believe the lie. Now, let me give you the financial news. They are going to make you regulate and control, and every cash register, every internet business, every, no matter how small, every shopping cart will be directly wired in to the federal government. By the way, it already is. They're just announcing it to you through the different merchant bank systems. And it all goes right through them. And every prescription you get and every phone call and everything you do, even if it's analog, runs through a computer, and it all goes right into NSA-built phone company hubs. The whole building's NSA, built it, designed it, laid the whole thing out decades ago. And I can't even get the public to admit it when it's in their own telecommunications agreements. Now, have a small business, get ready for Dodd's eBay reporting provision. I'm going to go over this in a few minutes. I got that Bloomberg story. Gold rise to 5,000 on inflation. Gold prices may rise to 5,000 an ounce as investors seek to protect themselves against accelerating inflation, said Schroeder Investment Management LTD, which oversees $277 billion of assets. You could easily see the next several years that prices rise not to 1,000 an ounce, but prices rise to 5,000 an ounce or beyond as inflation psychology becomes more and more embedded and people become desperate to have a source of value, said Christopher Week, London-based emerging market debt and commodities product manager at Schroeder, who oversees about $10 billion in commodity assets. And there's a bunch of other companies here in the article that are saying it. Investors are turning to gold for protection from two-thirds of the world's population cope with inflation rates that are climbing more than 10% a year. That's compounded. Now, let me stop. In the last 5 years, a Social Security check has lost half its value. It's going to lose 90% of its remaining value at current inflation trends in 2.5 years. That's why they say total depression, 2.5 years, a hyperinflationary depression. Now, I'm like in a runaway train next to you. I don't have enough strength to pull the brakes. It takes a bunch of us. And I'm going, man, this train's going 150 miles an hour. And around that next bend is a cliff, and we're going to go off the edge of it. Help me pull the lever down. Help me politically expose that this is being engineered to collapse the economy so they can buy up what's left. And you just go, we're not on a train, and just drill. And I'm going, look out the windows. We are in a train. This is serious. And there's a crazy skeleton conductor with red flaming eyes laughing at us, and you just can't get it. Oh, God, why does this have to happen? Why does this have to happen? And they love the dollar imploding. They're coming in buying everything up cheap. Now, why are they saying the next few years 5,000 an ounce? Why are they saying that? Not me. Conservatively, they're talking about 2,500 an ounce the next year. Why are they saying that? Because they've dumped hundreds of billions of gold the last year, the IMF and World Bank have, in holdings on the market. And it hasn't been able to keep the price down. And the price always goes down in the summer, and then it always goes back up, but it's always a new plateau. You know, 2004, winter, summer. 2005, winter, summer. See, it's always going up. 2005, winter, summer. 2006. Winter goes down a little in 2007. Goes up in the winter, but down in the summer, but doesn't lose all its gains. And then now, 2008, goes up in the, you know, from 2007 out of the winter into the spring, and then goes down a little bit, and then, man, it's going to race back up. Now is the buying opportunity. The other yuppies aren't going to listen. They're know-it-alls. Their egos tell them they're powerful and run everything. They think they're members of the elite because they got a golf bag and, you know, got $5,000 in the bank. They're not going to listen, but other people can. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson on. I'll hold him over in the next segment, then Jordan Maxwell. Ted, I mean, we're talking about $2,500 gold, and that's what the main line's saying. $5,000 an ounce, Ted?
Yeah, well, what happens, Alex, Bloomberg knows what's going on. The United States is trying to bail its way out of its problems by printing money. Bernanke has just got the accelerator on. Yes, indeed, the IMF is trying to keep the prices of gold low, keep people back into the paper currency. But we do have inflation. It's coming at us, like you said, like a runaway train. And
that's why every other commodity is skyrocketing, and they're not going to be able to suppress gold long.
No, because gold will go up with grain and oil and everything else that's going up. As long as the dollar continues to fall like it is, you know that's going to
happen. And they keep talking about bubbles on the news. They never tell you why there's a bubble, as everybody with money scrambles after anything that's got any value. It's because they know the dollar's fit for toilet paper. Stay there, Ted Anderson. Red level crisis at every point of our lives. Psychopathic government making its move.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
These are the times to try men's souls. Whether you like it or not, whether you live in denial or not, we're going into the New World Order. And
they're going to slaughter people like they've never had before. They're going to get drunk off your blood. They're going to swell their big old fat tick bellies on you. But we're there at Bilderberg, bullhorning them at point blank range, the murderers of millions. We're there, point blank range in the info war. Everywhere they are, exposing them, getting in their face, showing their crimes. We're here doing it for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to Ted Anderson, it's where I've chosen to get precious metals, silver and gold in the past. He always has great deals for listeners. I was getting into financial news today, and I thought, why not get Ted on? He hadn't been on in a few months. Gold has been up and down between, you know, $890 and $925 in the last month. It always does that in the summer. Wherever it's at, it goes up and down for the summer. This is a major buying opportunity. I mean, if I had any extra money or had the time to look at the coins Ted's got, I would buy a few coins now. I mean, this is the time to move into metals. This is the time, because you may think $900 an ounce is a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, they're talking Bloomberg Financial and others about $5,000 an ounce, okay? Gold was only $280-something dollars 5 years ago an ounce, and it's $900-and-something. Ted, I'm not happy when I hear news about $5,000 coins. I mean, that tells me when the establishment starts talking about that, $5,000 an ounce gold, that tells me that they understand that they're not going to be able to suppress gold.
No, they're not going to be able to suppress gold. Not when you take a look at what they're doing to the currency. You're trying to do a ratio here. How many paper dollars does it take to buy 1 ounce of gold? Right now, the government's doing everything they can to print money and get it out into the system to save. It's like they're trying to save a sinking ship by drilling new holes in the floor. You know, it doesn't make sense, but that's the way it is. I mean, we are watching the dollar melt away as we sit here and talk. The value of the currency is depreciating. Like you said, people from other countries are getting out of the dollar. Even people in the United States are getting out of the dollar. And right now, we're sitting at gold right now. It's at 883.90. It's been as high today as 903. And if you wait until September or even August to buy gold, if it behaves anything like it has been for the last 30 years, you'll be paying at least 40% more for the gold you have to buy.
And Ted, that's key. And listeners, you always buy when it's up. I have no idea why. Even I catch myself doing that. You need to buy when it is resting. It's resting at a very nice place. $100 below what it was a few months ago, but hundreds and hundreds of dollars above what it was a year ago. And I'm telling you, the graph, go look at a 20-year, 30-year gold graph, a 5-year graph. It always goes up in the fall and winter and down in the spring and summer, but it never, when it's going up, goes down further than it went in the gains. You always end up keeping about half the gains. It's the same thing with oil. Okay, so as I said, oil's going to go down, but it's opposite. Oil goes up in the summer. Gold goes up in the winter, but if you take the two graphs, it's the same seesaw. But if you look at gold, if you look at silver, if you look at other commodities, they're all on a multi-year graph going straight up.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. And right now, we better talk about it real quick here, because I've got some things that are sizzling hot right now that you can get into that there's no way that this fall you're going to be able to buy it at these prices anymore. Currently, right now, I've got the Walking Liberty half coins. They're trading individually at $909.40 a coin, but I got a discount per roll. Do you want to talk about it after the break?
We'll do that back in 70 seconds. Then Jordan Maxwell is on with us for a full 2 hours. We may even go into overdrive today. And by the way, coming up in a few weeks, we have a special announcement about the radio show we're going to be making as well. So that should be interesting. Masses of important news, huge 9/11 news, huge news on the internet. It's just all coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives
great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
I'm Ron Paul, and you're listening to We the People Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oil continues to explode in prices despite Saudi output increase pledge because it isn't supply. It isn't supply. If you read the actual OPEC report, it is dollar devaluation and speculation in commodities because the global currency is dying to make way for the New World Order. Unbelievable. Oil rises despite Saudi output pledge. The Supreme Court is set to announce in the next few hours a vicious attack on the Second Amendment. It will be announced as a victory for the Second Amendment, but we'll say they can restrict it by law. We've got Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman coming on tomorrow to analyze this. We're waiting for that ruling, but we already know what it's going to be. And so that's coming up. We're about to have Jordan Maxwell on in the next segment. Right now, going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, this just now came out in Associated Press. Right now, up on InfoWars.com, it's also up on Drudge and Yahoo News. Oil rises on modest Saudi increase, Nigeria. Oil prices have risen amid disappointment with Saudi's output hike. And it goes on. And they give you the disinfo saying it's Nigerian pipeline problems. It's dollar. I watched yesterday the Saudi oil emergency meeting, and they kept saying, it's currency. But you'll never get on our news because they can't tell the people the truth because this is being done by design, and the public would get mad if they found out their criminal government did this, Ted.
Certainly get away from the U.S. dollar, that's for sure. And that's what people should be doing at this time. That when I talk about the U.S. dollar, I'm not talking about our constitutional currency that we should have here in the United States of America.
The private Federal Reserve. No.
Yeah, there's a private Federal Reserve. It has nothing to do with the United States government or representation of U.S. citizens. It has only to do with a private banking
company. And we always told people it was dangerous to give them this power, and they are engineering a mass raping. Ted, give them the gold and silver offer for the day.
Again, right now I've got Walking Liberty Rolls. If you pick them up right now, they're at 182. If you look at it, if you buy them by the coin, it's 188 per roll, but you get a discount on that. I also have the British Sovereign coin. It's a great coin to get into, small piece of gold. They're at $243 per coin. You really do need to get into small gold, and you need to have small fractions of silver. And right now I also have the franc coin, which we've talked a lot about too, Alex. And they're right now at 194, and we were talking about those back at around January, and they're sitting at about 200, and I think about 215 at that time. And the reason why the prices are low right now is just basically a seasonal thing.
It's not low. It's up at 900 compared to what it was a year ago. Now, folks, it will go up every time it has, in the fall. And they're talking about $5,000 an ounce. It's at $900 an ounce right now. 800-686-2237. Give them the gold coin, Ted.
Yeah, right now the gold coin is the best one is the franc right now at 194. And you can call us at 1-800-686-2237. Pick up your quantities of gold and silver now. Look at your portfolios. What do you have in stocks? What do you have in the bank? What do you have in the bond market? Where are you sitting in real estate? At this time, you should be taking a very serious look because the United States dollar is doomed because the foreigners want to get away from it, and they're the ones who support it when we're going through.
Folks, do the right thing. Do the smart thing. I know you're going to buy gold from Ted and silver from Ted when it's exploding. It's sitting there right now. They're saying in the fall it's going to start racing towards 2,000. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know the dollar's being devalued, and that means gold's going to go up in the laws of finance and the laws of money. 800-686-2237. Regardless, let's say it stays the same. At least it isn't being devalued like your dollars or like everything else. 1-800-686-2237. A lot of you have never bought gold or silver. You can't imagine physically holding an asset. Buy one or two coins. Test it out. Buy a roll of silver dollars. They're great. They're hard to get right now. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special or it's going to cost more. Those are literally at cost. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
Bloomberg says $5,000 an ounce gold.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now you and your friends and family can enjoy the sweetest, cleanest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, yet leaves in the nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote sources. The optional PF2 filter even removes fluoride. The Berkey Light has a rechargeable LED lighting system and an elevated base for use in places other than a countertop. To get your Berkey system, please visit We the People Radio Network at WTPRN.com and click the Berkey banner or call 512-646-6444. That's WTPRN.com or call 512-646-6444.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add a siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36 or Swiss rain ponchos now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be talking to an individual who for more than 50 years, it's coming up on 50 plus, has been fighting the New World Order. We've been having icons on the show, like G. Edward Griffin and many others, but I really can't think of anybody when it comes to really delving deeply into the New World Order and exposing so many dark secrets that we now just take as commonplace knowledge. So much of it was pioneered and rediscovered because it was all there in the ancient documents and text by Jordan Maxwell. So we'll be talking to him in just one moment. Before we go to Jordan, you can pre-order my new film, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, Part 1, Truth Rising. And the way the world's going, who knows if there'll be a Part 2. But it's got Willie Nelson in it. It's got Governor Jesse Ventura. It's got video interview with George Carlin, who died last night, of course, in Southern California of heart failure, talking about how the government wouldn't have an investigation in 9/11. They wouldn't investigate something they did. They wouldn't investigate themselves. But it's got everybody. Martin Sheen, it's got the head of Democracy Now saying 9/11 should be investigated, Building 7 should be investigated. Michael Moore saying it could be an inside job and that firefighters have told him there were bombs in the buildings. But we've got to expand the description that's up on the Infowars.com shopping cart, because it mainly gets into how we confront Schwarzenegger and how we confront Lynn Cheney and how just all these people get confronted, hundreds of people. Barack Obama, I mean, the list goes on and on. Both presidential candidates, Barack Obama and, of course, John McCain, with We Are Change and 9/11 Truth and everybody. The video of course, We Are Change LA, basically taking over Bill Maher's show. So it's a story of people standing up, taking action, having a great effect, confronting Bill Clinton, Hillary, Bill Clinton blowing up, admitting Bohemian Grove, admitting Bilderberg, meltdowns, the media saying kill us, arrest us. But woven through this is the firefighters, police, and military and EMTs dying of the dust, the government documents where they knew it was going to kill them and decided not to give them health care. All of that is in the film. And it just completely devastates their official story. Truth Rising will ship July 5th. So the official release date's July 4th. It will be on prisonplanet.tv midnight, the day July 4th starts. So as July 3rd ends, that Thursday, on that Friday morning, throughout Friday, it will be posted in a bunch of different formats, DivX formats. You can burn it to disk, get it out to people in higher quality, Flash, a bunch of other systems, super high quality for prisonplanet.tv members. Get it out to people, folks. And yes, you can order the DVD now. The DVD is being mass replicated right now. I'm supposed to get them middle of next week, and so we will have them before it even ships, and then we'll be packaging them up later next week, and they will all ship out on that Saturday and then that next Monday after July 4th. So get your 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising today at Infowars.com. Okay. I'm really excited about having Jordan Maxwell on the show. I kind of woke up to the New World Order on my own, or kind of on the John Birch Society route. Wasn't part of the John Birch Society, but read stuff like None Dare Call a Conspiracy, The Private Federal Reserve. And then I learned about Ron Paul 15 years ago and got a radio show and was kind of a mainline conservative Republican who was anti-New World Order. Then I found out that that party was controlled. I mean, even as late as 1998, 99, I wouldn't get into the occult on air. I wouldn't talk about it. I didn't believe it. I thought, hey, the Federal Reserve's private. They do want a world government for their administrative convenience. It is bad, but there's no occult, and you know, that's a bunch of, there's dumb conspiracy theorists. There's no black helicopters. There's no FEMA camp plans. And then Delta Force invaded Texas. They bribed police chiefs. I interviewed them. I found out they had martial law plans with the San Antonio police chief and the emergency managers. And then I found out about Bohemian Grove, and I found out it was real, and I infiltrated it. And so really, you know, I am a Johnny come lately. Doesn't matter. We're all Johnny come latelys. You know, in this short life we have, the point is we can all move forward, take action. And then I remember Chris Athanas in about 98, 99, putting Jordan Maxwell videos on Local Access. And I remember watching those and looking into it. And I already knew a lot of Egyptian history and other history. And so I knew it was accurate because I'd already independently learned it, but never put it into thought of what was happening today. So he really helped wake me up to a larger world and larger view. And Jordan Maxwell continues as a preeminent researcher, an independent scholar in the field of occult, religious philosophy. His interest in these subjects began far back as 59. He served for 3.5 years as the regional editor of True Seeker magazine, America's oldest free thought journal since 1873. His work exploring the hidden foundations of Western religions and secret societies creates enthusiastic responses from audiences around the world. He has conducted dozens of intense seminars, hosted his own radio talk show, guested on more than 600 radio shows, and written, produced, and appeared in numerous television shows and documentaries, including the two-hour special for CBS TV Network, as well as internationally acclaimed five-part ancient mystery series, all devoted to understanding ancient religions and their pervasive influence on world affairs today. His works on the subject of secret societies, both ancient and modern, and their symbols, has fascinated audiences around the world for decades, considering the rapidly moving events of today and the very real part these hidden religious agendas play in our modern war-torn world. He feels that controversial subjects are not only interesting to explore, but too important to ignore. His extraordinary presentations include documents and photographs seldom seen elsewhere. Now, we can argue about our interpretation of what Jordan says, but I agree with the info he brings out. I may even disagree with some of his interpretations on certain things. It's very complex and nuanced. But regardless, we should all have debates about these subjects. He gets into astrotheology, sexual symbolism and world religions, foundations of modern-day religion, secret societies and toxic religion, world mysteries, ancient modern, ancient symbols and occult emblems, ancient sciences and technologies, hidden Bible teachings and mysteries, the sun and the history of politics and religion, the story your church doesn't want you to know, secret societies and their influence on world events. And we may even hold him over a little bit into overdrive today, but I wanted to properly introduce him. Jordan doesn't like to talk about himself, but he does have cancer. He is not doing well financially. I've heard him on a lot of shows over the years. He never seems to plug his great books and videos. Go to his website, jordanmaxwell.com, and buy some of the books and videos and support the guy. And it'll open up your mind and it'll help you, you know, wake up to other issues. Support Jordan Maxwell because he's had 50-plus years of fighting the New World Order. And we need to support this gentleman today. So jordanmaxwell.com. Jordan Maxwell, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your support and the things you've said, and I thank you for it. And well, yeah, it's true that I was interested in these subjects as far back as when I was a teenager and. And even earlier, when I was a kid, I used to ask my parents and ask the adults around me questions, and they just would look at me with glassy eyes, and they had no idea in the world what I was talking about. And consequently, I just never understood why people weren't interested in the things that I was, you know. And so at 18 years old, I moved to California, and by myself, ended up in Los Angeles with $9 in my pocket, no family, no friends here, nobody. I had no idea in the world, you know, what I was going to do with my life, but I ended up in L.A. with $9 in my pocket in downtown L.A. And somehow or another, I lived through all of it, but I was fascinated with how much people don't know and how much people don't care to know. And I hear people that today say, why doesn't the government tell us the truth? And why doesn't these educational institutes really tell us the truth? I think it's because they, the Illuminati, know that we, generally speaking, don't want the truth. We don't want to hear the truth.
Now, I've had Jordan elitists come up to me, I mean, high-level members of government and others, and say, Alex, and they always say, this is off record, right? And I'm a journalist, so it has to be off record. And they say, look, the slaves don't want to know. You're basically one of us. You want to be enlightened. You can't help them. You might as well just take care of yourself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I have to say that is pretty much true. And then I also want to ask the question, how important is it to tell the people the real truth? I mean, like the movie with, when the military guy was asked by the kid, you know, well, what do you want? He said, I want to know the truth. And he said, you can't handle the truth. How important is it to tell people the real truth? Because what you're doing, and I've learned this the hard way, what you're doing is you're putting your life on the line for people who will be entertained for a while hearing you, but they will go on with their regular lives as they always have, watching basketball and doing what they normally do, and life will go on. Of course, you had the big mouth and was telling people something that they weren't supposed to know. So you end up in trouble, maybe even end up dead or in prison. the Internal Revenue finds a bad comma on your tax records, and now you can go to prison, and that way they'll shut you up. And all because you were trying to help your fellow man who, while you're sitting in prison, they're out at the kids' baseball game because they were just entertained by you.
Jordan, I think what you're saying is people don't need to take this for granted. They need to appreciate your work, my work, so many others, because it's dangerous and it's valuable. So,
you got that right. Boy, so that's exactly right.
So the question is, are we casting pearls before swine? We've got a break, Jordan, a quick break. We'll come back. You've got the floor. But I want to do this interview a little bit different than other interviews because you don't like talking about yourself. I want to make you talk about your history, your awakening, because I found talking about people's awakenings tends to wake others up, your journey, and then I want to get into the basics of the New World Order, their greatest secrets, kind of Jordan Maxwell's greatest hits, because I want to understand your life, your awakening, and then where you see the New World Order going, and we'll take calls. Jordan Maxwell is our guest. He isn't feeling well today. He'll be with us for the next hour and 40 minutes, maybe longer. We'll see. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online,
go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Jordan Maxwell, Anthony Hilder, David Ray Griffin. I guess you could talk about people like Red Beckman, Law That Never Was. People fighting the New World Order. Different genres, but all going in the same direction, trying to wake the sheep up. He's a real icon. We appreciate having him on. Just a network note, we're going to continue and skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers coming up. So our next main break will be at 50 after. Jordan Maxwell, let's start off with, you get there with, you know, less than $20 in your pocket in L.A. when you're 13 years old. Go through your life, your awakening process, some of the people you ran into over the years, and what that awakening was like.
Well, yeah, I was 18 when I came to Los Angeles, and I had no idea why. I just felt I had to go somewhere. Originally, I'm from the South. I'm from Florida, and I ended up in Los Angeles back in 59. And I had no idea why I was here or what I was going to do with my life, but I just was drawn to the fact that I wanted to know. And so many people today just don't want to know. And so that's what drove me. And I've done what I have done with nothing for so many years, because I have always appreciated the people who made themselves available for me by doing tapes and records and lectures and teachers who I could go to learn the things that my heart was burning to know. And I would attend all the lectures I could, read everything I could get my hands on, because I wanted to know, and I really appreciated those people many years ago that were there out on the front lines, like you are today, making the information available so that I could learn. And so that's what I wanted to do with my life at 19 years old, is to gather up as much information as possible and and make it available to all that wanted to hear. And so I was very idealistic about that. But I discovered something. I'll tell you a big secret that I discovered. It took me many years to figure it out. But people will always support what they want to hear. They will not support what they don't want to hear. And if you like country music, you're not going to pay money for an opera. If you like classical music, you're not going to pay money to go to an acid rock concert. So people will always support what they want to hear. And so I always assumed as a young person that people were like me. They wanted to know the truth. And so I later on discovered that, no, most of the time people do not want to know the truth. They will look at something, see that it's wrong, and then prefer to, as Churchill said, every now and then you'll stumble on the truth, but then you'll pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and go on, act like you never saw it. And just go on and live your life and go to the ball game and have a good time. And one day, what comes around goes around. One day, what you should have looked at, you should have been concerned about, well, when it comes to you finally, and you finally have to see what you could have seen years ago, but you didn't want to. Well, that's what I wanted to do, is to make this kind of information that I was interested in available to everyone. And you mentioned John Birch Society. As far back as I think they were founded in 1959 in Belmont, Massachusetts, where I used to send research articles to Belmont back in 1961, 62, and 63 to the Birch Society. Is it just getting going? I was doing a lot of research on my own on fascism, Nazism, communism, all of the different movements of the bankers, etc. And so I was just sending in articles, and sometimes I'd see some of my work being incorporated into their literature. And then I began to connect and with all kinds of researchers and writers. And the more I learned, the more I realized how much I don't know. And I realized, too, that most people don't want to know. And that's what really frightened me, because now we're faced with something that is just absolutely beyond most people's ability to even grasp. And I have no words for it, because I know that this country and this republic cannot be saved as long as there's a flaw in the thinking of the people. Look at your decisions in life are only as good as your information. And if you are not willing to look at all of the truth, then you don't have it yet. And as long as you don't have it all, any attorney will tell you before going into court, if you don't have everything going for you, then don't go. Don't even try, because you're not going to win, because you don't know the facts yet. So that's what I'm trying to do, is help people to learn.
Great host, great topics, free speech at its best. This is We the People Radio Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I've got a hot tip if you'd like to save money when you travel. BannisterTravelGroupInc.com, your one-stop travel agent. Whether you're visiting relatives this Christmas, attending a convention, or just eager to trade the winter blues for an umbrella on a tropical beach, the Bannister Travel Group provides convenient online access to the finest travel and lodging choices available and at competitive rates. Check out their website and compare. I'm betting they can save you money when you book your next trip. And would you like to make money when others travel? View the presentation at BannisterTravelGroupInc.com to see how. Then check out TravelProInsider.com and TravelProIncome.com to learn more about this terrific opportunity. The Bannister Travel Group proudly sponsors Joe Bannister's Freedom Above Fortune radio show and hopes you'll consider them as your one-stop travel resource to arrange your next trip or help you pursue your own opportunities in the travel industry. BannisterTravelGroupInc.com. Visit them today.
Chemtrails in the air, genetically modified clone processed food, poison water, radiation, and stress have reduced many of you into toxic cyber blobs. You can't go on like this, and I know you don't want to. Do yourself a favor, do your country a favor, be the best you can be, and start taking Enterfood now. Enterfood is easy to prepare and cheaper than a cup of coffee to take every day. And speaking of coffee, Enterfood.com has the best all-organic fresh coffee ever. It's fair trade coffee infused with rainforest polysaccharides to, like Enterfood, improve your immune system and not destroy it. If coffee's not your thing, try the all-organic Coco Mojo. Enterfood is spelled E-N-E-R, Enterfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238. Mention WTPRN and save 10%. Try Enterfood, because you can't be awake when you're always falling asleep.
Jordan Maxwell is our guest. We're going to talk more about his awakening, his process of awakening, that journey. And then we're going to get into basically the biggest secrets he discovered, the bottom line on how it works, and what the globalist New World Order, occult kingdom, occult theocracies master plan is with Jordan Maxwell today. The website, jordanmaxwell.com. A lot of books, very old books that he owns the copyright to, that really break down how they run and control things, are there available at jordanmaxwell.com. Before we end the show, we'll also get out a number where you can call and get some of those books and videos. There's also a lot of free videos and things in the download section. Just be sure and check it out. A picture gallery, great website, jordanmaxwell.com. You know, I took off last week and went with my family to the Texas beach to spend a few days with them. And while I was out on the beach, I wrote notes, about 20 pages of notes of what I thought was most important in life. And one of the things I wrote in here is that I was really thinking about what makes me up, who I am. And I thought about being a young man and being ego-driven and wanting to be tough and good-looking and wanting to get in fights with bullies and, you know, kind of those base type things you do when you're young, but that's normal. It's a hierarchy of needs. It's a journey we're all on. And I thought about how I still fall back into ego sometimes, but less and less. It's almost like a long-lost, forgotten friend, because it's a great source of energy, ego, but it also blinds you. And I remember decades ago, people would tell me about ego. I couldn't even grasp the concept, even in psychology class, because I was still so controlled by ego when I was 18, 19 years old. But now I understand what it is. I'm totally separate from my, quote, mind. I can pull back, look at myself, warts and all. I can analyze what makes humans tick, how we operate, the basic engineering, the basic genetics, what our true values are, what we're truly meant to do. And at the final equation, laying down your life for your neighbor means that you save yourself. Because when you have that attitude of laying down your life for your neighbor, when you do have courage, when you do care about others, when you're not greedy and filled with hate, when you're not just self-centered, you truly are conscious and can now use your brain. And you understand that in a society where we care about each other, and that means sometimes fighting against evil, that doesn't mean just laying back and being a wimp, that you have a better society, a dynamic system. Does it mean we're ever perfect? No, but we're reaching towards something better. And being there, you know, at the beach, laying in the sand, watching my children play and build sandcastles, and, you know, seeing God's beautiful creation, you know, the firmament, you know, just looking at how wonderful this world is, and how Madison Avenue has trained us to feel inadequate, to be unhappy, to not see how great things are, but to not also be able to see all the evil that's in the world at the same time. People are basically blind to the beauty and blind to the ugliness. They've been stunted and kind of shrunken down. They're looking at the world through a straw. They're seeing such a limited perspective. And I have a desire to see them have pleasure. I have a desire to see them be free. I have a desire to see them do well. I have a desire, kind of a builder's desire, which is what we're all meant to be, creators, to see their minds unlocked. And I have a desire to learn more and to challenge myself and to really know the truth. And it's painful to realize that a lot of them don't want to do that, and they want to be caught in snares, and they want to be killed, and they want to have fluoride put in their water, and they want to be injected with cancer, and they want to give their kids mercury shots, and they don't want to know the truth. And I wanted to ask Jordan this question, or make this statement and get his take on it. And I wrote here in a little book that I realized that the instinct to want to build something better for the tribe is a human instinct, and to realize that the human community is bigger than just yourself. And that I want to pass better things on to people, and that all the good things we have is because other good people before us pass them on to us. And there's always been this struggle of good and evil within our own species that's being directed and controlled from above. And you can debate what that intelligence is. And Jordan gets into that. But certainly for those that have studied, it's there. And the elite know it's there and communicate with it, with both sides of it or whatever it is. God. But then they control it and put out a false facsimile for the public. But my only message is that I'm not just some do-gooder. I want to transmit knowledge. I want to tell people the mistakes I've made. I want to let them know. I want them to see pitfalls. And I want to write. I want to make films. And it's because I want to communicate with the future. And I can almost feel tangibly. I do feel it, but I you know, is it a facsimile in my mind or is it real? The bouncing back from the future, the information I've already put out, I can feel the good it's created and I can feel it tangibly coming back at me from the future. And I know that I stand on the shoulders of those in the past and I can feel myself with my ancestors and others looking back into the past and into the future. And if you really want to get down to what makes Alex Jones tick, at the end of the day, when Jordan was just talking, I was going to share this later in the week, it's that I want to make things better for those in the future because I live on through them. I live on through their pleasure and their pain and their exaltation and the births and the deaths and the lives that we're all part of a larger species, like a cell in a larger organism. And the New World Order knows that and tries to block us off from ever becoming truly human and communing with our own species in the universe. Jordan, I didn't mean to spend 5 minutes because I want to hear everything you have to say, but I wanted to say that to you because when you talked about wanting to know, wanting to warn others, having this drive, this instinct, and I absolutely am a kindred spirit with you on that point, is that I have this desire to warn people and to know and to learn more myself.
Well, Alex, I'm so happy that you said those things because that's exactly what I was going to say. So, and I'm older and more tired than you are. So, you said it so much better than I would have said it. That's exactly what I feel. Precisely what you said is exactly what I feel. When I was young, when I was younger, I was filled with the zeal for knowledge and wisdom and understanding and questioning everything and talking to all the adults that were out there writing and speaking publicly. I love knowledge, and I love the idea of helping my fellow man. I love watching young people, their eyes light up when you show them something they've never seen before. It's the instinct of a teacher, and the more the older I grew, the more I loved talking to audiences and helping them to understand, because there's a, you know, like the Apostle Paul says, do you not teach yourself when helping others. So I was learning, and I was trying to transmit all the things I was learning to other people. But when I took my work publicly back in 1988, I decided to go public, and instead of the little Mickey Mouse venues that I had been speaking at, the little mom-and-pop bookstores.
You emerged from the underground.
Yes, yes. I had been speaking at little venues, small little venues around Los Angeles, as far back as 1961 and 62, I was giving lectures in libraries and little small groups, ladies' home groups, and all these little venues on secret societies, Bible codes, Knights Templars, Nazi fascism, all of the different secret societies that were operating and how they were connected behind the scenes in European bloodlines. All of that back in '60s, early '60s. But it wasn't until I was introduced to the work of Myron Fagan. Anthony Hilda put out the records set on Illuminati that was in late '66. Well, I got a copy of it almost right after they came out.
And all the pieces 66. Came together.
All of it came together. It all began to make sense of the things which I was already interested in.
Let me interrupt briefly and see if you're on the same page or can expand. And this is for people that are listeners of mine and think that I know more or Jordan knows more than you do. Let me explain something. When you get so close to a problem and you understand the different sectors of it, you can be called a master of, you know, understanding the New World Order. As Jordan said, you realize how much you don't know. And so I would imagine you discovered thousands of things that Myron Fagan didn't know, but that was the last piece or the master key, the Rosetta Stone.
Exactly.
That the tumblers flipped, and then you went, because I know your research, to a whole new level past him, but we have to understand that it was that step that brought you to the next level, and then you
Absolutely.
Bring others, and then you learn more from new people, and then we just exponentially learn. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, And so I was then hot on the track of Illuminati as a philosophical concept. And so I was living in UCLA libraries, USC, Berkeley. I was all over the state and going to, I personally went to all of those because we didn't have the computers and the thing, you know, the technology we have today. So I personally spent years at UCLA's research library, general research, USC. I used to spend days and weeks and months at USC in the stacks late at night photocopying documents from old books. And so the more I learned, the more I knew how much I didn't know. And I was fascinated with every day I was learning things, and it's as if the Spirit was bringing me people and bringing things to me, because it's as if the Spirit in the universe knew that I wanted to know and that I was eager to learn. And so I was meeting all kinds of interesting people. And it was just blowing my mind. And then, like I said, about 1988, after I had a nervous breakdown because I lost my wife, I lost my family, I lost everything. But those things happen in life, but I wasn't ready for it, and too much of it came too quickly, and it just overwhelmed me, and I just broke down. But when I came
out
of it...
Did you lose your wife because of the research? Was she sick of it?
Yes, yeah, because she decided that she had had enough of me, and whatever it was that was driving me, she wanted no part of it. All the time I was living with her, she never wanted to hear anything that I was interested in.
Yeah, Richard Gage's wife, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, left him over this stuff. It's really sad. I'm blessed to have my wife.
And so, that was a terrible blow to me, because she just decided she's had enough. That's it. She doesn't want. She used to tell me all the time, "Why don't you just get a job and be like everybody else and just go along to get along?" And I said, "My God did not bring me into this world to go along to get along. My God brought me here to be who I am and to do what I do. I have a high respect for the concept of the divine force in the universe that men call God. I believe that certain people are brought here purposely to do work, and so I have a very high regard for spiritual things.
But not for the whorehouse churches that are Illuminati controlled.
Right. Yeah, not for the corporation's silly bull that we call the religions today, jumping around on stages and with their diamond rings and their effeminate haircuts and jumping around, falling down, and it's just an incredible display of stupidity. Look at, think about this. If you were to go to a particular school for 40 years and study one subject for 40 years, and one day come out of that 40 years of study and can't even read or form a sentence correctly and cannot hold an intelligent conversation with your fellow man, what kind of a school is that you've spent all your life in and can't even read? Well, the same thing is true with so many Christians who have been Christians all their life and spent all their life pursuing a church teachings and have no idea in the world what certain words mean, the etymology of words and terms and symbols, corporate logos, flags, halotry, where concepts have come from.
The
where
obelisk,
the
it's all the complete opposite.
Opposite, totally opposite than what you think it is.
Well, I mean, that's the issue, and... They have Benny Hinn and all those guys, and it's turned out they get government financing to start them off to make it look stupid, to actually turn spiritual people off. And I've noticed, I wanted to get your take on this, that the Illuminati, the globalists are all, whether it's Ted Turner, Maurice Strong, Prince Philip, David Rockefeller, they're all deeply occultic, deeply into this.
Oh, bet on it.
This Illuminati religion of killing their fellow humans for the greater good of Gaia, but then they finance all the atheist groups to tell people there's nothing. So they really want to turn people off from a true spiritual experience, don't they?
That's exactly right. There is a world of difference between being religious and truly spiritual. A true spiritual person is exactly what the Bible has Jesus saying. Go into your inner chambers or go someplace by yourself and pray by yourself to your Father. You don't need to dance around on a stage with diamond rings and make a fool of jumping around. Spirituality is between you and your Creator, and I've always understood that. I'm just amazed at how many people buy into, never even asking the questions, where are these people getting the money? It's just, I don't have words for it. TBN, typical TBN. They got statues of pagan gods in their yards. Bacchus Dionysus, one of the gods that has been used to represent Satan, is out there in TBN's courtyard. The very symbol that the Christianity has used for the devil is sitting in TBN's courtyard. But consequently, nobody reads, nobody
questions.
They also
have copies of the Babylonian altar in some of their TV shows with plants sitting on it right in front of everybody. The one that was at Ishtar's
Gate.
Right
in your face, absolutely.
What's the name of that altar that the Bible says is Satan's seat? And they have copies of it on TV right in front of you.
Yeah, and the trees all around TBN, as you walk around, you'll see these spiral trees. Those spiral trees all over TBN's lot are called Shiva's phallic. They are symbolize in the old Hindu religion the erect phallic of Shiva, the god Shiva. And TBN has them everywhere. Everywhere you go, you see sexual symbols, occult stuff, demonic
symbols. And Crouch
symbols.
Admittedly has all his homosexual mistresses, but then he speaks out against gay people on his show, and then publicly has all his male mistresses.
And look, I used to be, my friend died, but a very bright guy who was an interesting man, lived down in Balboa Island. And I used to go down to see him, and he worked at a liquor store. He was very wealthy, but just to have something to do, he worked at a liquor store on the island, Balboa Island. And he used to tell me, I'd go down and sit on the wharf and talk with him about theology and religion. He's a very, very bright guy. And he would tell me, you know, in my liquor store, all the officials from TBN come and buy their booze, and they buy them by cases. Paul and Jan Crouch come down and buy thousands of dollars in booze and whiskey and all kinds and throw their big parties. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, the people are so stupid. You know,
you ever have one of those days where everything goes right?
First, John,
I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel.
Yes.
And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I can't get any relief.
I can't get no relief.
Jimi Hendrix had tapped into what was really going on. I love the part of this song that says there are many here among us who think that life is but a joke. They are, the mind is an incredible thing. If they willfully want to be stupid and want to be in denial, their mind will engineer itself to build into that reality. Just what Jordan was saying earlier. They will decide to believe the lie. They will decide to be fools. I can have the Chicago Tribune admitting Dyncorp and Halliburton kidnapped over 1 million women and children, put them in slave camps. Sell them to people to make snuff films. They even admit it in the newspaper. Nobody goes to jail. Trillions are missing from the Pentagon. I have all the government documents where they put cancer viruses in the vaccines, poisons in our water. You tell a yuppie that and they just laugh at you. It's funny to them. It's funny because they couldn't face the reality of how horrifying it really is. They are cowards. I'm not somebody full of courage. If somebody's attacking me, I want to stop it. But see, these cowards are so cowardly, they could have a lion ripping their guts out, and they'd probably deny it and go into a blackout and say, a lion isn't tearing my guts out. Kind of like the fella being tortured in Brazil. He goes off into La La Land, and at the end of the film, they're cutting his hand off, and he's sitting there humming happily in his mind, and they say, oh, he's left us, I'm afraid. You know, the public has left us, I'm afraid, Jordan Maxwell. Your take on the comments I just made.
Boy, I can't comment on it because you said exactly what I'm thinking. That's precisely the point, that the public has left their sanity. They have been robbed of their sanity and their humanity. And I don't know what to do about it. At this point, I just do the best I can to try and help people who want to be helped. Those who don't want to hear, they're not going to hear it anyway. So,
finishing up with Crouch, though, I grew up by Bob Tilton, Larry Lee, a bunch of other preachers, and I didn't see the Lees doing a bunch of partying, but with Tilton and some others, I mean, I saw incredible stuff that I won't even say on air in our neighborhood.
Oh, I know. I can imagine. That's what I'm talking about, but people love it. I mean, every time you turn on television, the place is just crowded with people, and they're just enjoying it. And what it just blows my mind on this is that you see thousands and thousands of people, you know, coming to these churches to listen, and they're learning nothing, actually, intellectually learning nothing. And, you know, 20 years later, they're still jumping around, seeking hymns and loving the Lord, and have no idea in the world
that the
how
Lord
to read.
That the Lord, you know, is Baphomet.
Yeah, it's just incredible ignorance. People who cannot read, they don't think, they don't question anything. It's just, and that's why the entire human race is going under, because the human family have lost their ability to even think.
Now, Jordan, we got to start the next hour, and it's only a 60-second break, 70-second with the tag, so stay there. I really want to get into whatever it is you want to cover, whatever areas you want to cover when we get back. I want to bring up a few controversies, a few issues as well with you. And you've agreed, he's agreed to stay 20, 30 minutes in the next hour, after that. So we've got him another hour and 20 minutes at least. Jordan Maxwell, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd 253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Jack Blood.
Catch Deadline live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central.
Monday through Friday.
Right here on We the People Radio Network.
WTPR.
JordanMaxwell.com, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L.com, links up on Infowars.com. He's going to do the rest of the hour with us, and then for internet listeners and TV viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv, we'll continue about 20, maybe 30 minutes uninterrupted in the overdrive time to take phone calls. We'll do that off my phone system in my studio. So that is coming up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and folks listening on the Infowars.com streams. Okay, going back to Jordan Maxwell, this is another short break and a long one's coming up, Jordan, but I'm going to go ahead and skip this break too, note to the network, so we can continue to 20 after. You know, I never get into infighting. I never really talk about groups fighting with each other. People tried to even get us to, you know, pick fights with each other. They tried to get other people to do it. I've noticed you never get involved in all that, Jordan, but you have pioneered so much of the research that is now the mainstay of a lot of people out there. And then I get people emailing me saying, what's going on with Jordan Maxwell and this researcher? What's going on with Jordan Maxwell and that researcher? And then I go look it up and find out you've said nothing or done nothing. And that's how the disinfo people, they're key at getting us to fight with each other. But just on record, I mean, tell me about some of the people you woke up to the New World Order, some of the people you educated who then kind of took your work and then added on to it or did their own thing. I mean, go through some of the folks that we could say that you first met or that you woke up.
Well, I mean, a classic example is back in 88 when I first started going public. I had a family that I was very close to out here, and one of the boys, one of the girls in the family, her name was Gloria. Gloria was a young girl. She used to come over to my office in Glendale when I was first going public, and she would tell me about how she just loved what I was doing and loved all the research, and I knew her. I knew the family. And so I suspected nothing, and she asked if she could photocopy all my documents and materials that I was working on. And I told her, of course. So I gave her boxes upon boxes over a two-day period. There was a photocopy shop in the building I was in, so she just spent all day, all afternoon and all evening photocopying all the research materials and documents and everything that I had. And later on, about a year later, I get a phone call from a mutual friend that knew both Gloria and myself and said, Jordan, there's a new book out with all of your work in it. The guy's name is Fritz Springmeier. It's called Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And I was shocked. And I called Fritz Springmeier and I said, Fritz, what is this book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati? And he said, well, Jordan, anybody could have done that kind of research. Anybody could have done that. I said, yeah, anyone could have done it, but it was me that did it. And consequently, now it's a big book out there, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, which Fred Springmeier got from Jordan Maxwell and never even said thank you. I mean, I gave John Rappaport a job, but he didn't have a job, and sat for hours with John Rappaport and told him about my work in San Diego when I brought him in and hired him to work with me. Later on, he creates a book called The Secret Behind Secret Societies. Yeah, it's all my work. And, of course, I worked with Richard Hoagland, and I sent Zachariah Sitchin around the world five times, and I met the company of Truth Seekers. I had a lot of, and Zachariah I had the highest respect for, a wonderful man. And Richard Hoagland, still a great friend of mine. But I've worked with so many people, and then when I hear lecturers like Jim Mars and Tex Mars, especially Jim Mars talking about Illuminati and secret societies, I think, hell, I was talking about that stuff back in 62. I was talking about that 45 years ago.
But Jordan, I mean, that's also a sign of your success and Myron Fagan's and others, that we do want other people to go out and put the information out.
Of course we do.
But I could certainly see in a case where you think somebody went and got your material and then put it into a book and gave you no credit. That is bad. But, I mean, at the same time, well, hold on. We're going to continue on through this break for folks on the Internet talking, and we'll come back for everybody else in this.
Now. This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add a siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36. Or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, to be clear, Jordan has always been a very magnanimous, very friendly, very helping, generous person. And I've talked to him on and off air. His main point is, and I like you said in your own words, is that it's not that only that people take a lot of his work and don't give him credit. It's that he then gets emails and posts about oh, this person came out with this and Jordan took it. And I think that's, and then people start fights up between people. And I was just talking to Jordan. He's saying he won't be doing very many interviews in the future. It was hard to even get Jordan on. We called him a few months ago. He said he wasn't doing interviews anymore. And then later he called back and said, okay, I'll come on, which we're very thankful for. He is ill. He needs our support. He needs our financial support. He deserves that. And we'll tell you how to get some of his books and videos before he leaves us. They're all at jordanmaxwell.com. I mean, there you go, but we'll talk more about them. But, I mean, let's walk through that. Specifically on your own words, you were telling me during the last little behind-the-scenes interview we were doing for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that people make these fights up, and I think it is people in the government and disinfo, to get researchers fighting where people will then say, Jordan Maxwell took this guy's research, and you're laughing because you were around 40 years before they even showed up. You were around before I was a zygote in my mother's womb. You were doing this, you know, 40 years before, you know, other people popped up on the scene.
I've said that even to audiences, that some of the people that are out there talking today about this subject of secret societies, the Illuminati, Bible codes, Knights Templars, international banking, all of that stuff I was talking about back in the 60s, early 60s, 62, like I said at the beginning. I used to send a lot of articles to the Birch Society way back in 60, 61. I was giving a lecture in downtown Hollywood, in East Hollywood, to a Christian group the day that John Kennedy was assassinated. I was giving a lecture in downtown Hollywood on secret societies and occult religions in 1963 when Kennedy was assassinated. I've been talking about this stuff for 48 years.
Well, we owe a debt to you. I mean, let's briefly talk about some of the shoulders that you and others stand on so that we can stand on yours in this fight against tyranny and lies and fraud and dehumanization and greed and control. You were saying Myron Fagan. What about Eustace Mullins? I mean, his work on the Federal Reserve, he really was the guy helping get the book.
Oh, yeah. And Eustace Mullins did tremendous research for days and weeks and months. Writing and has paid the price for
Ezra
it,
too. Pound. I mean, he helped get
and
that.
Ezra Pound, absolutely, and many before that. So, and I've always said, and I'm famous for saying that I'm not the world's foremost authority on anything. I'm just an ordinary man interested in extraordinary knowledge.
Well, I think the key here is though you codified so much of it, and before you came along, you'd have to go read 100. High-level Masonic books. You'd have to go to the libraries,
look
at the real meanings of gods. So what you did is that knowledge was there, but that was kind of their internal knowledge, and so you did bring to the world so much of what's going on today. I've seen online little, you know, people trying to create a controversy between you and David Icke. Tell me, I mean, just to set the record straight, because people try to stir up stuff between you guys, let's set the record straight. What's really happening there?
Well, I appreciate that because I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time because there is a lot. I get a lot of emails and phone calls about, well, you said this about David Icke or David Icke said that. First of all, I don't have any problems with anything David Icke is talking about. As a matter of fact, I gave him a lot and he's gotten a lot from me. But I did, in point of fact, myself in 1992, I brought David Icke to America. I'm the one that brought him here. And I was in San Diego at the time, and a young lady named Alice Ferguson came to my office in San Diego with a man, a friend of hers, named David Griffith. And Alice Ferguson, David Griffith, came to my office. I was pretty much running a company down in San Diego called Truth Seeker Company. And she asked me if I would help bring her friend to America who was very interested in all my work, and he was trying to do the same thing in England. So I said, well, who is this person? And so she said, it's David Icke. So I listened to her for about an hour, and we talked about it, and I said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give both you and David Griffin a job. I'll pay both of you $2,500 a month, and I'll get you, because they didn't have a place to live. They were over here to promote David Icke. And they didn't have a place to live. They were staying with some friends in San Diego. So I got them both an apartment. I gave them both $3,000 apiece to buy furniture for their apartments. I gave them both a job for $2,500 a month, plus they both had the credit cards for the foundation, the corporation, and I financed her, Alice Ferguson, Dave, and ultimately David Icke, to come to America, to go to Australia, to go to Canada, and all of that cost money to fly all over the world and to set up lectures for David Icke. And eventually, Alice Ferguson talked with Bonnie Lang, the lady who was running the company, and a couple of other women in the office, and they decided that why don't we just fire Jordan Maxwell, get rid of him, and bring David Icke in to take his place. And so that's what happened. I got fired by the same people that I tried to help and bring David Icke to America. I got fired so that David could take my job. But after they fired me, they found out that David was not interested in sitting in an office running a company like Jordan Maxwell. So then the company went downhill from there because I was gone. And they had already fired me, and David didn't want the job. And so they just cut their nose off to spite their face. And so the Truth Seeker Company is now defunct and is no longer around. Of course, I at that time, I was helping because I had access to the corporation funds. I was helping Richard Hoagland, Zachariah Sitchin. As I said, John Rappaport had no job. I called John Rappaport, gave him a job, got him started again, and he went out and wrote a book on my work called Secret Behind the Secret Societies. So, of course, I don't know if we were on the air at the time when we were talking about the Fritz Springmeier with the bloodlines of the Illuminati. All of that was taken from me back in 1988 by Fritz Springmeier's girlfriend, Gloria Mascarella. So all of these people that I have, you know, and of course, I was giving lectures in the motion picture studios and all the different recording studios back in the 70s and 80s. I was going around to motion picture studios at night. And just the working class people in the studios would get me a pass.
Yeah, I know. Some say that they took the idea for the Matrix from you. Is that true?
Well, I had a video called Matrix of Power about 10 years before the movie Matrix came out. But I don't think that they, well, maybe they might have been influenced by the Matrix because it was a big seller when it came out. One never knows. But what I do know is that directly from my video, with one of my first videos ever done, was called The Basic Slide Presentation. And if you get my Basic Slide Presentation, that's the one that made me famous all over the world, and it was a two-hour video. Out of that, at the very beginning of The Basic Slide Presentation, and get that and watch it, and then get the movie Da Vinci Code. And it is exactly, word for word, exactly in the Da Vinci Code. At the beginning of the movie, they introduce Tom Hanks as the world's foremost researcher in occult societies and secret societies. And he comes up on the stage. This is in the movie Da Vinci Code. And he comes up on the stage, and he's got a screen and a slide projector. And on the screen, being projected on the screen, is the symbol on the back of the dollar bill with the pyramid. And he walks in front of the projection, so some of it is being projected on him. And he's now pointing to the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, etc., and talking about the Illuminati and secret societies on the dollar bill, etc. That came directly out of my Basic Slide Presentation, period. Period. It came directly out of my video, and nobody ever called me to send me a check, Da Vinci Code. Of course, the whole idea of Da Vinci Code was a ripoff of Bagent, Lee, and Lincoln. The entire movie, Da Vinci Code, was an absolute ripoff of the British writers Bagent, Lee, and Lincoln and their book that appeared about 15 years before the movie called Holy Blood, Holy Grail. And so the producers of Da Vinci Code ripped off Bagent, Lee, and Lincoln's book, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and made it into a movie, and act like they came up with something new. And there was a lawsuit in England because of that. So I'm not the only one that's been ripped off and lied to and cheated and left for dead. There's a lot of good
people. Well, it's just
there,
you've made such a contribution to fighting the New World Order, Jordan, that I don't normally even air laundry on the show, but it's important that you be recognized for the work you've done, and so people appreciate the work you've done. Now I want to shift gears for the rest of this hour into the biggest secrets, the biggest issues. You know, what makes them tick? Big, broad, you know, basic info, and we can go back into more detail.
Okay, then let me say, then if you're up for that, just remember that when you ask for something, you know, make sure you're ready for it, because you know, make sure what you ask for, you're ready for it, because it might be something that you weren't expecting.
Well, I don't entirely. I understand your information. I've read it, looked at it, I covered it, and I understand it all has a basis in fact, and you believe your interpretation is correct, but the nuances, sometimes I watch one thing you do, it's different, and another, it's a little different. But I'm not saying you change your views. I'm saying it's nuanced. So we're not, this show, you can talk about anything you want. Only person that controls what's on this show is Alex Jones and the guest he has on, and all my guests can talk about whatever they want. The callers can talk about whatever they want. We don't screen calls, nothing. Anybody that says otherwise is a liar. Stay there. Quick break, Jordan. And we'll come back. You've got a couple-minute break you can take, and we'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All right, we're going to skip the next break. If you're an Infowars.com internet stream listener or PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, everybody else will continue after the next break with Jordan Maxwell. We're going to go 20 minutes at least into overdrive to take phone calls for Jordan Maxwell. I'll give you that number at the end of the show. Okay, Jordan, should we start at the end with the globalist master plan, the New World Order, what they want to build on Earth? Sometimes that's the best way to start, or should we start at the beginning?
Well, I'll tell you what, start at the beginning, and let me say this. I don't really want to get into the political part of this because we don't have a whole lot of time left. And besides, everyone who needs to know already knows how bad off we are. So I'd like to talk about some subjects that maybe we don't know.
Okay, but I do want to get your take on what their final master plan is. I mean, I know your view is, but also I want to get your latest take, your latest analysis on what their end game is. But sure, go ahead and start at the beginning.
Okay, well, then everybody should get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down a couple of words I'm going to give you. Because I believe these are key words to open up a can of worms that you will not believe. It's going to open up a whole world of research to you that you've never known existed. The first word is Hanseatic League. Spell H-A-N-S-E-A-T-I-C, Hanseatic League. It's on my website. If you go to my website and go to the research department, it goes to the research, you will see a box saying words to research. Go on the words to research and check down into the H's and you'll see Hanseatic League. The Hanseatic League is extremely important to the Illuminati story today. And connected to the Hanseatic League, which most people don't even know exists, is something called, and write it down, Teutonic Zionism. It is not Semitic Jewish Zionism, no. The word is Teutonic, T-E-U-T. O-N-I-C.
The Teutonic Knights are the German branch of the Knights Templars.
That's right. That's the name of the tomb, the Teutonic Zionism. It's a whole secret order that has been in operation for 1,000 years. It is the whole story behind America, England, and the things which are going on the earth today. And if you don't understand Hanseatic League and Teutonic Zionism, you're never going to figure out the name of the tune and how this thing is being played. And I've been looking at this for 48 years, and I'm telling you that unless and until you have the whole story, you're not going to get to the bottom of anything. Because like I said in the beginning, the first hour, your decisions in life are only as good as your information, and the really extraordinary information has never been allowed to be given to the people. So I'm just getting you started into a truly arcane occult research.
Well, on the Teutonic Knights that really grew into the Templars and vice versa.
That's
so
right.
After they knocked out the Templars, there was still the Teutonic Knights. I only know about the Teutonic Knights because I read Mein Kampf, I read other books about the Nazis. And Hitler thought that he was creating the recreated Teutonic Knights. We know the British follow that.
That's right.
And again, this goes back to them believing they're the seed of Jesus. They're the God race.
Now you're getting it. That's exactly right.
And so that's why people can't get why the political Zionists who were supposedly Jewish were funding Hitler. Why Hitler allowed Jews to leave to Israel but nowhere else. Why at the highest levels you'll have Zionists right next to top Nazis at Bilderberg. And it's right. I've said when you kick in that final door, it's a room full of Nazis and Kabbalists.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying. And That's why I'm saying you better go back and look at
this. And that's what Steven Spielberg is telling us in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He's trying to tell you something. Twice, the Nazis, three times, the last one, the Nazis are in it. And the first two times, the Nazis are looking for the Lost Ark of the Covenant. Why would the Nazis care a damn about a Jewish symbol of the covenant or covenant of the Lost Ark of the Covenant? Why would Nazis care about the Lost Ark of the Covenant, a Jewish symbol? Why would they care about the Christian symbol of the Holy Grail, the second one, the Last Crusade? Why is he putting so much emphasis on the Knights Templars, the Masonic Knights Orders of the Teutonic Knights? They're trying to tell you something. And so I'm saying I've been looking at this for a long time, and I'll tell you what the story is. Hanseatic League, Teutonic Zionism. It has nothing to do with Jewish Zionism out of the Bible, period. Nothing Jewish about it. It has to do with a very ancient, prehistoric, ancient concept of a totalitarian dictatorship. As a matter of fact, if you go to any good law dictionary and look up the word FAS, F-A-S, FAS. FAS is a Latin word which means God's law.
We're on news, politics, cover-ups, government corruption. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
WTPRN.
Fabrique Nationale makes a rifle known as the Fusil Automatic Légère, or Light Automatic Rifle, considered to be the right arm of what's left of the free world. If you're familiar with FNFAL, then visit GunPartsGuy.com, an excellent source for parts, accessories, and technical support for all FAL rifles. If you'd like to modify or upgrade your FAL, the Gun Parts Guy has a great selection of new, refinished, and refurbished parts. The Gun Parts Guy doesn't have a federal firearms license, and he doesn't want one, but he is the source for parts and the best FAL kits today. Call James at 360-906-8369 or email gunpartsguy@hotmail.com. You'll be pleased with the personal care and technical support you get from the Gun Parts Guy. That number again, 360-906-8369. Whether you call or visit the website at gunpartsguy.com, be sure to mention WTPRN to get an additional 10% discount off their already low, low prices.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names and the medals. play. It was an inside job by the well connected.
We're going to continue into the next hour. Special Overdrive. Then when the retransmission continues, I'll get into Barry Jennings, Deputy Head of Emergency Management, New York, talking about explosions in the buildings, dead bodies in Building 7 before either tower collapsed, destroying the 9/11 Commission report. Huge video up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. The Supreme Court is set to rule that there is no Second Amendment today. But in lawyer speak, they're going to say it's a victory for the Second Amendment. They're not allowed to totally ban guns in D.C. Now they have to go back and pass a new law that just basically restricts them to nothing, but it has to be done by law. That's what they're going to do. They've already said they're going to do it, and you're going to watch them do it, and that way it neutralizes people. It's all about deception, all about word games. They play so many. They've trained whole cadres of people compartmentalized to carry out the lies, but they don't see the larger part of how they're destroying themselves. We'll be back with Jordan Maxwell in just one moment. Be sure and visit his website, jordanmaxwell.com. And let's just go 30 more minutes into the next hour. He says he's feeling good and can do it. And we're going to be taking your phone calls coming up in the next hour, but not yet. I'll get that number out at the end of the main radio broadcast. It'll be internet only for the last 30 minutes with Jordan Maxwell. Before we go back to Jordan, this show is made possible by our sponsors. And one of those sponsors is eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating storable food company in the United States. They have freeze-dried and dehydrated food. That means it's high quality, keeps its nutritive value, it's non-GMO, clean, healthy food, balanced, and it is in cans, so it stores for more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years non-climate-controlled, and it stores in very small areas. Each can's very heavy. It's jam-packed. Very inexpensive, and with all the food price increases, the talk of depression, it's just good insurance to have storable food. I do. I bought from several other companies, didn't really like them. Bought from these guys, liked them 6-7 years ago, bought from them 4 times, bought family food, and done a lot more. So 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big fat banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, there's the great folks at Inner Health Botanicals. They're one of the most long-operating and most respected mineral and supplement companies out there. They don't make magic claims. They have the well-documented herbs and medicines that have been known to have nutritive and health effects for thousands of years, like aloe vera for flushing out your intestines and detoxifying, concentrated aloe vera tablets. It's the equivalent of drinking gallons of the stuff. And it's got other herbs that are known for cleaning out your guts. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056, Aloe's Colon Body Cleanse. Another one of their products, Super Beta Prostate with Palmetto and other things. Most men start having problems with their prostate after 45 and don't find out till they're 60. These are things that are well known to shrink it, to have some effect, to help you. Are they a magic cure? No. Do they help? Yes. 1-800-569-4056. Even medical doctors are now prescribing this. 1-800-569-4056. 56, Big Fat Manor on InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Jordan Maxwell, he was talking about the Teutonic Zionist. Again, separately from Jordan Maxwell, because I've been a big reader, I can confirm what he's saying because I happen to read Heinz Hobel, Order of the Death's Head, Scheer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, two of Hitler's books, Mein Kampf, and then The New World Order. I happen to know that they believe in the Teutonic Knights. This predates the Templars. Mainstream history teaches you the Templars became the Teutonics, but really, they were the tree from which the Templars rose. Then when that tree was cut down and ran to northern England or to Scotland, the real heart of it grew back up. Am I correct in saying that, Jordan?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, because the Teutonic thing goes way back into ancient history, way back. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's a whole study in itself. That's why I said, put the two together, the Teutonic Zionism, which is Semitic Zionism, it's Teutonic Zionism, and Hanseatic League. And again, the word is H-A-N-S-E-A-T-I-C, Hanseatic League and Teutonic Zionism, will begin to open up a can of worms that you're not going to believe.
Well, tell us about the Hanseatic League.
Well, it's a league of German bankers and thinkers, philosophers, but especially bankers and commercial enterprises in Germany under the Second Reich, which was under Kaiser Wilhelm, and even way before that, before the German nation came to be a nation. So it's a whole confederation of bankers, thinkers, philosophers who were basically
they created
together.
The modern education system.
That's
they
right.
created the PhD.
That's it.
They engineered the whole society. They created NASA. They created our CIA. They
now
merged with the British German aristocracy. And again, I'm not absolving the modern corrupt murderous Zionists. The point is, I have found that they are actually their plaything, and that
of
they
course.
Have been married in with the Rothschilds. And every time I knock down that final door, this is a Germanic death cult that believes they are the true Zionist.
That's it. That's the name of the tune, and you said it all. That's it. So let's move on because.
But I mean, all I try to do
better.
Though is report what I really find in history.
I know.
And I mean, look at who owns the big pharma companies. Look at who owns the military. And then it's got to be a debate about the Catholics, or it's got to be a debate about the. But then the Catholic system, you know, is trying to set up the new Rome and is hooked in with the Teutonics, is it not?
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is.
But then I say it's only part of it. I mean, I'm saying Zionists, Catholics, all of it, the Protestants. But see, no, they want to keep us compartmentalized, divided and conquered, don't they?
You're right. You're right. That's why I was saying earlier, if when you go on my website, there are three books that are showing. I have other e-books that once you hit one of the books that are showing, it will take you to the whole e-book section. But on the one in the middle is called Symbol, Sex, and the Stars, which I was so taken by when I first found this book in an old bookstore. I was just absolutely mesmerized by how much information is in there so well easily to read and explain about where things come from in the world theology, where it developed, what the words meant, the etymology of the words, and the where the concepts and ideas have come from. It's called Symbol, Sex, and the Stars. I own the copyright on that. I gave it to my friend so he could publish it. And then the second one, which was so extraordinarily important, I asked and got the copyright to own it also. I not only loved the books, I wanted to own them so I could put them out all over the world. It's called Stellar Theology and Masonic Astronomy. And once you understand how Masonic astronomy and is connected to the stellar theology of the ancient world, then all of the words and terms you're hearing in religion and philosophy and astronomy all begin to make sense.
And that's why the Olympics this year are going to be on 888 at 888 in the day. That's why NASA did the shoots on certain days at certain times, admittedly occultic. That's why Ronald Reagan only gave speeches at an exact second on an exact day with a certain color tie, looking a certain direction, and would walk out and hail his arms in an occultic fashion before he did it. That's why Bill Clinton's upset. They really believe this, and they believe by extension all the power they have. They believe it's real, and they believe they're communing with entities, don't they?
That's exactly right. And the mere fact, I mean, you know, by their fruits you shall know them, the mere fact that they are the power tells you that there very well might be something, in fact, legitimate about it, that there very well might be an occult, hidden, dark force in the universe that we call the occult magical system that we put into movies like Matrix. But there is, in point of fact, a legitimate, de jure, real magical system at operating on the earth.
Now, let's be clear, for atheists out there, if you go research your atheistic founders, you will find they're funded by occultic and theophics, you know, different societies, and that the world leaders who are telling you not to believe in anything, they are obsessed with this, aren't they?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And Washington, D.C. is just filled with occult symbolism.
Oh, it's
all
everywhere.
Everywhere. We go to the Washington Monument, and you know how many people go to the Washington Monument and see the Washington Monument and are and are so proud to stand there and have a picture taken with the Washington Monument, never realizing that the Washington Monument is a phallic symbol for the phallic worship in Egypt.
Or all these Baptist churches. I mean, you'll tell a Baptist preacher that, and he'll giggle and laugh and wink at you because most of them are Masons.
That's right.
I mean, they know. It's funny to them.
Look at, I've had so many people contact me, emails and phone, asking me, well, what about this, and what can you tell me about that? Well, I'm just one man. I can't talk to the whole world one man at a time. But when people call me and ask me, I tell them, look, I've had a website for 15 years. I've had stuff on that one subject you just asked me about in my research department. Did you go to the research boxes on my website? No. Well, did you go to the links on my website? No. Did you see the pictures and the downloadable documents? No. Well, did you get any of the e-books that were there? No, I didn't see any e-book. So I want to take this opportunity to say, anyone who goes on my website, understand there is at least 48 years of knowledge and work that I have put into my website of stuff that you will never be privy to know even exists. So when you go to my website, don't just look at the home page and a couple of pictures. Go all through it, and especially on the audio-video page and the links page. I've got stuff on links pages. I don't put links on my website to take up room. I put them on
link
because
pages,
they are very important to me.
Now, Jordan, I want to move quickly here. You also told me privately that you may not be doing radio much longer. Two Sundays from now, you're going to be joining us for the full 2 hours. And if you really are talking about hanging up your hat here, I want to get you up even sooner back on this show. I mean, you say you're ill, you don't feel well, you're losing the drive. But I hear that drive reigniting once we get you on air. Any ballpark on when you may hang it up?
I get excited in my spirit when I'm in the company of someone like yourself, Alex, that appreciates the work and appreciates the time and the effort and all that comes with it, because I have become so despondent and so dejected over all the years of seeing things people are saying about me which are not true. They're saying that I'm an enemy of so and so. I don't know where they get it.
You shouldn't let them get to you. They're mad, but you're getting flack because you're over the target, Jordan, and that people are jealous of you. They try to stir up fights. Just you need to be, you've done a lot of great work. You're still doing great work. And if they know they're getting to you, they're only going to go 10 times crazier. And look, I got people threatening me and threatening my family. And I know it's happened to you. And you got people banging on your doors.
That's right.
Saying they're going to kill you and the cops won't help you. I understand all that's happening. That's why we've got you here to try to get you support. But don't let them get you down. I mean, I know you're 70 something years old and got cancer. So it's easy for me. 30-something years younger to sit here and say this. But I mean, that's why we got you here. You got rare books, important material. Folks, go buy his stuff at jordanmaxwell.com. Jordan, I've known him for many years, interviewed him many times over the years, never heard him like this. I know he's in a bad spot. That's why we are trying to support him here. But just from me to you, brother, don't let him get you down, man. You have done an incredible job.
Well, I'll tell you what really bothers me terrible. I mean, I'll just tell you personally what really hurts me is the fact that I haven't even begun to tell the people who want to know. I haven't even begun to scrape the surface of what I
know. The
really
frustration.
Am.
I have the same feeling. There's 50 films I want to make. There's all these complex issues I want to expose. And then I make a film like Endgame that cost me $150,000 to make. And people have watched it and appreciated it. But I know it hasn't gotten the attention it needs. This is life-saving information,
right.
And people just kind of like, oh, you put it on the web for free? I don't even care to watch it. You know, it's like you pour your guts out. You don't sleep making something. You go through hell to make it, and they don't understand. It's pearls before swine sometimes.
Absolutely, and consequently, but the powers that be know that you're putting it out, and they're going to deal with you. You're going to have your family and threats against your life and threats against your home, and you're fighting something on the front lines while other people are just viewing your work as entertainment. So many people will listen to me and watch videos, which I've never put any of my
That's
videos.
That's right. One of the biggest comic book companies has put out a whole line of comic books called New World Order, and they are giving you credit, Jordan.
Yeah, well, I know. That comic book company did, because I think they had to, lawfully they had to, because it was based on me. So, but, you know, if you go on my website to the e-books, those three e-books are very, very important. That's why I put them on the home page. And, of course, I have another box called Endorsements and Emails. A lot of interesting stuff on there that people have sent me, and I just put it out in the public. So I'll let you see what other people have sent me, then downloadable documents, the photo gallery, and, of course, just general research boxes. I've got tons of stuff on there, but what really bothers me is that I would love to be able to do radio and talk to the world and tell the world what I really know.
Well, and why don't we have you back up? Why don't we have you back up later in the week for like 2 hours to really, you can say whatever you want here, Jordan, and it's a big audience. Millions of people, as you know, but before we go to this final break for the main show and then call you back on my studio line for an internet cast with with millions, we'll see it in the next few months, but tens of thousands listening and watching right now. But I want to talk about two things before this main show ends in about 8 minutes. And that is this. How does their command and control structure work? I mean, we know it's a philosophy, it's a pyramid, it's different lower levels of compartmentalization, But, I mean, you know, from a city up to the national level, international, and then B, their master plan. If they're able to get everything they want built and done, which it looks like they're able to do, what will it finally look like? When will they go ahead and wipe out 90% of us, or what's the time frame on that? In fact, let's cover that first, and we're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners.
Okay. You want to talk about it now?
Yeah, let's talk about their master plan if they win.
Well, I think the human race, and this is going to be painting with a very broad brush, but it's based on many years of looking at the subject from every conceivable angle. And I've traveled all around the world, from Egypt to Europe to quite literally around the world, talking to people, lecturing on this subject, and I've learned so much for others in other areas of the world. It's very rewarding to travel and hear other foreign people, what they think, and see how things work in their country. And I'm totally convinced that the human race is being mutated according to a scientific method. We know that there has been experiments done as far back as the 1920s and 30s of trying to crossbreed animals with humans. The Germans were doing that. There was movies.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
In my gut, in my psyche, the full power of my subconscious mind, thousands of times more powerful than my limited cerebral cortex. In my bones, I know they're waging war against the species. And then lo and behold, I go to their own documents. They vitriolically say they're poisoning us, killing us, euthanizing us right now. With the nutrition we've been getting, we should be living to 130. They are waging war on us. And I, you know, hadn't even got into Jordan Maxwell's own research on this. And I say, what's the master plan? And he says to dumb us down into a new suboid species. And you read the eugenicists, you read the government plans. They are now doing it, inserting us into a matrix. You're being sucked into your iPhone, sucked into your video games. You're already interfacing. I've got to have you up very soon, Jordan, to do a whole show on this and how they admit they're doing it. And I've had elitists tell me, Alex, you warned them, and look, they don't even care. That's the ultimate cop-out. They have done everything for generations to dumb us down and to turn us into this. The National Banking Association 100 years ago put out memos saying, buy up the media, dumb everybody down. They're reading too much. They're chemically attacking all of you. This is their own admissions. And Jordan, we're going to call you back in just a moment on your line because we're going to end the show, the main show. We're going to do 30 more minutes with you. But in closing, I want to thank you for coming on the main show, and I want to ask everybody to visit jordanmaxwell.com. Anything else in closing you want to say to the main audience?
Yes. The material that's on my website is there for the moment. And so you need to understand it may not be there tomorrow. So you better get whatever's on there because I'm always under attack. Always my website is being cut down, shut down. So I'm just saying, go on my website to jordanmaxwell.com and get whatever you can now, because who knows what tomorrow's going to bring.
Are you for people taking the stuff and creating mirrors of it?
Oh, I don't care. I couldn't care less. You know?
Okay, well, we'll create a mirror and then point at it for you then. And then all my visitors can come check out what you're doing and then get your books and videos. Jordan, we're going to call you right back here in just 1 minute. So take a two-minute break, and the phone will ring, and we'll do 30 more minutes and take calls, okay?
Righto. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. There goes Jordan Maxwell. For Genesis listeners, our wonderful AM and FM and shortwave and all the affiliates, satellite, the show ends in 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. There's only one place to listen to the rest of Jordan Maxwell. That's Infowars.com. That's a different internet stream than you find on the network or other places. That's where the show re-loops. When we go into overdrive, it's still live. So right now, Infowars.com, you have to go to those streams to get the rest, the final 30 minutes, commercial-free with Jordan Maxwell at Infowars.com right now. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch streaming live right now for the next 30 minutes, and then we'll also archive that this afternoon for everybody else. An amazing interview with Jordan Maxwell. People kept saying, get Jordan Maxwell on. I tried to get him on. He said he wasn't doing interviews anymore, and then he graciously came on. So here he is. He's on, and he'll be on more in the next few weeks with us. I do want to tell all of you that Truth Rising, the people taking action, waking up to 9/11, exposing that lie can expose the rest. That film can now be ordered at Infowars.com. My newest film, it will ship July 5th. It will be on PrisonPlanet.tv July 4th. Get your order in now so you get it first when we ship it out that Saturday on July 5th. So Infowars.com right now. Also, this hour was brought to you by Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none, enerfood.com. Link through at Infowars healthycoffees.com on their banner and get 10% off on that subpage on all their healthy coffees, cocoa, their green food, two scoops. I take it every day. It's just amazing. Again, Infowars.com, link through there, get 10% off, or call them 866-762-9238. 20 superfoods. The food is so adulterated and so lacking minerals. You need these organic foods. It's so good. 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Retransmission starts later. I'll be back live right now with Jordan Maxwell at one place, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see.